So it looked like the Cubs won the toss, and they declined to the second half.
Andrew Huntsville will receive, and Brenham will have the north goal and south goal for the Hornets. Folks still filing in here, getting ready for tonight's festivity.
So this is a new stadium, right? We were one of the first people to play in
the
last
year. I think we were the first people.
Yeah,
I want to say our game last year was the first game held here.
Based on the parking situation last year, I think you're right. But before that, of course, they played in Bauer Stadium
where Sam
Houston played.
And it's a beautiful facility that they built over here. And time for the kickoff, and the kickoff was lucky this year by Jorge Brenham. Proud to be one of KWHO's sponsors. If you haven't heard already, stop by and check out the brand new showroom and service center. Haven't considered a Hyundai before? Hyundai has earned more safety awards than any other brand, and they got America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain coverage. And this year, they're partnering with Brenham ISD to reward students for perfect attendance by giving away a vehicle. They know the value of hard work and want to celebrate the students who put in the effort.
That's quite a prize that John Hill and those guys at MC1 are offering, isn't it?
That is absolutely amazing. And there goes the kickoff, and the Hornets will field it at the goal line. And they'll get down to about the 15, and a good coverage there by the Cubs.
Yeah, that's good coverage on that play. Starting linebacker for the Cubs.
And so here we go, Huntsville. The quarterback is Austin Taylor. He's a senior. Yeah, by the way, we got a whistle before the first snap even blows.
Huntsville's very similar in that he was second-year starter at quarterback. Their star running back played last year. So their wide receivers are very similar in that they, on offense, have got all their key skill positions back.
And so now we're ready. Taylor out of the shotgun. And he would give the ball to Trayshawn Brown. And right away, the Cubs defense there to smother for a loss of three.
Yeah, that was Crosser with a second tackle on the here on Doug. That was a nice play, hit him behind the line of scrimmage. Looks like it's about second and 13.
Yeah, we're just underway here. First quarter with the Cubs and the Hornets. Cubs in the white uniforms tonight, Hornets in the green uniforms. Taylor takes the snap, goes to Brown again, and nothing doing there. Then Cubs are there to meet him at the line of the scrimmage.
Yeah, that tackle was made in the backfield again by number zero, Taylor Nesbitt. Great play.
And so now third and long for the Hornets. And looks like we may have some movement there in a free play. And pass is incomplete. And it was looking for Fabian Conte.
Yeah, it looks like we may have jumped on that. We're going to wait the signal from the referee. Number 5, Leitrick Walker Jr. with tight coverage on that. Kept it from being a big play, Doug.
Yeah, he certainly did. And here comes the official decision.
Offside. Defense, number 29. Line up at the neutral zone at the snap. 5 yards penalty. He plays down.
The call was lining up in the neutral zone on Mason Seaver. Still, it's a long third down, third and 8 for the Cubs defense.
And we're going to get a whistle. And
Brenham took a timeout.
Early timeout for the Cubs. And so we'll take a whistle and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports press.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas-grown and customer-owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
As we come here, third and long, and we're going to get a sack on the play there.
Yeah, the quarterback was hit by number zero, Caleb Espinoza. The ball did hit the turf, but the quarterback fell right on it, Doug. So it'll bring up fourth down.
And so the Hornets will have to punt here. Back to receive. It looks like Jabrion Moore back there standing at his 47-yard line.
Jabrion, of course, returned punts for the Cubs last year. Did a nice job. It's good to see him back there again this year, even being a two-year starter, three-year starter.
And it's one short punt. And it's going to go out of bounds about the 40-yard line, and the Cub offense will come out on the field for the first time in 2024.
Yeah, it looks like the Cubs are going to start on the 37. Almost looked like a little pooch there, Doug.
Yeah.
I mean, he really didn't follow through.
Yeah.
Looked like Delbert Baker trying to saw off an iron there.
And so here we go. Jordan Harvey leading the team out. And we've got Jacoby Dixon in the backfield. And we have a whistle before the snap.
I'm not sure there's anything there, Doug. They're just trying to get lined up. And maybe first game jitters for the referees, too.
That's always a possibility. And man in motion, give this to Cartel Brown. And Cartel around the end. Got maybe a yard off of the, got about a yard off of that carry.
Yeah, there's nice coverage on the Huntsville Hornet defense there. Forced out of bounds by number 6, Brent Carroll.
And it's the second down. Second down and 9. 9:55 left to go here in the first quarter.
Jacoby Dixon, the only back in the backfield.
And Harvey takes a snap, and there was a miscommunication there. I think he was wanting Cartel to go in sooner. And going to get an off false start against the Cubs. That's going to be Dawson Moran.
Yeah, one of the sophomores on the line is first varsity start.
Yeah, so that'll push the Cubs back to the 41-yard line. There's a second down at 14.
Has a very tight coverage for the Cubs there. Everybody was on the close to the line of scrimmage. Nobody out wide. This time we have trips left.
And this time, Jacoby Dixon going out as a receiver on this play. And Harvey Bates taking himself and then puts it in the air. That's going to be caught into the end zone, and that's a Cubs touchdown.
That's number 8, Cartel Brown.
He certainly did.
With a 41-yard touchdown. Quarterback Jordan Harvey took the snap from an empty backfield. Faked like he was going to run it, stepped back, and by that time, the defensive backs had bit. And Cartel Brown was wide open. Harvey hit him in stride for a 41-yard touchdown.
Yeah, you can't script it any better than that. Now Blusenega on for the extra point. And by the way, Jason Jaster, there's your free rack of ribs there. Extra point is good. And so 9:28 left to go here in the first quarter. Cubs lead it 7-0. And we'll be back with a kickoff after we hear 60 seconds from the studios.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105. Featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Widner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge. Making your house a home for over 27 years.
Cruzy Village, full-service care retirement community for the next chapter in your life.
Pizza Hut, they don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions. Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Turn to the experts, Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
All right, as we come back here in the Cubs, actually going to go for two. And to give to Jacoby Dixon, he's in there for the two-point conversion. So
It was offsides on Huntsville on the extra point, and instead of taking it on the kickoff, the Cubs chose to move it halfway to the goal line, and from the Wildcats, Jacoby Dixon took a direct snap, went off the left side, went into the A gap, and walked into the end zone.
So there you go. So no, that's going to make it 8-0 Cubs, and we're just going to keep it right here. As now the Cubs will get set for the kickoff to the Hornets. So 8-0, and as we kind of saw in last year's game between these two teams, that extra point in there could come in handy down the road.
It is, yeah. We needed there was a lot of that last year. It was great to see. Boy, what a start for Jordan Harvey.
Yeah.
And again, Cartel Brown, we did see him on offense. He was one of the trips left, and Jordan just hit him in stride. What a beautiful throw.
It absolutely was just picture perfect. And there's the kickoff from Senega. That is going to be fielded by Braylon Phelps on the goal line, and he's out across the 15, up to the 17, and he's got a flag down.
There's the flag on the play. Christian Prosper continues to be busy on defense. Made that tackle also on the kickoff, Doug.
Yeah, he can swarm to the ball there.
Swarming's just not for Hornets in this game.
Yeah.
On the return, number 44. Penalty half of the first down.
That penalty will be against Huntsville, and we'll move that ball back halfway to the goal line.
And penalty called against Dustin Zappoli, a senior linebacker for the Hornets, playing on the special teams.
Where they place the ball, looks like at the 9-yard line, Doug.
So first and 10. And Taylor will come back out to lead the offense with Brown in the backfield. And hand off to Trayshawn Brown. He's brought down there.
Cubs got into the backfield again. Again, that's number 0. Caleb Espinoza with the tackle. Loss of 1, it looks like, Doug.
And so that'll bring up second down 11. And pass complete to Brown out of the backfield. He gets up across the 10 and brought down quickly by multiple Cubs on the play there.
Yeah, Christian Prosper was there again, but we also had number 29, Mason Sieber, going to get credited with the tackle. Trayshawn Brown was open in the flat, but the Cubs closed quickly on him, and Prosper slowed him off, and Sieber hit him.
Yeah, I like what I'm seeing from the defense there. They are really showing a lot of aggression here in the early going.
They certainly are. It looks like it's 3rd and 8 here for the Hornets.
Taylor in the backfield. It has.
That ball is tipped. Oh!
And that is going to be Mason Sieber with the interception. And that's going to set up the Cubs first and goal at the 3-yard line.
What an outstanding play by Mason Sieber. Again, they were going into the flat. He had coverage. I believe he tipped it to himself. It looked to me, Doug.
Yeah, he certainly did. He just tipped it up in the air and waited patiently for it to come down. And big opportunity here for the Cubs to increase their lead.
He was forced out of bounds at the 3-yard line. So first and goal from the 3 for your Brenham Cubs. That was a very athletic play by Mason.
It certainly was. Sieber Jr., his first varsity game. And so now Jordan Harvey with Jacoby Dixon in the backfield. And handoff is to Jacoby. Cuts it back, and he's into the end zone for the touchdown.
What a move by Jacoby Dixon to make that first man miss. A little stutter step. Then he cut to his right and waltzed into the end zone. But that guy thought he had Jacoby dead to rights, Doug.
Yeah. And great job by the O-line there. Open up that big hole for him as well. And so now Blue Sinegon on for the extra point.
Got a late Cub running onto the field. Still plenty of time to get this kick off.
And Sinegon's kicked up. And he hits it, and so we've got 8 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Cubs lead 15-0, and back at we here, 60 seconds from the sports friend.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or follow them on Facebook.
Pool Techs, in business since 1982. Pools, spas, chemical supply, and maintenance. 319 South Austin Street.
Dahman and Associates, your local Germania agent for auto, home, business, boat, and life insurance at 310 South Bluebell Road.
Miller Electric and Plumbing, serving the Brenham area since 1952, with electrical and plumbing installations and repairs.
Visit the dentist office that'll make you smile. Brenham Family Dental at 2001 South Market.
Mr. Windshield, here for all your auto glass needs. 2831 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Rhode onions, jalapenos, crispy bacon, adding big flavor to your hometown Whataburger, now with online ordering.
Naylor Floors LLC, experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 20 years. Call 979-289-0436.
And back we go here as the next kickoff for the Cubs fielded by the Hornets. And they've got a little running room here. And they get it up there. Let's see, that was number 3 on the return, Marcus Lewis.
Yeah, he had some running room down the right side and a very nice return. A tackle made by number 19, Braden Gandy for the Cubs.
And so ball will be spotted at the 40-yard line. So far, the best field position for the Hornets in the game.
Yeah, it was a little shorter kick. Certainly, you know, not to the end zone that time. It wasn't a bad kick, but a nice return for the Hornets.
And this one is a handoff this time. New ball carrier is Zay Adolphe.
And he's a freshman. They Huntsville expects to rotate in three or four running backs throughout the game. Picked up a nice gain of 8 yards, brings up second and 2 for Huntsville.
And so Taylor working with an empty backfield, back to pass. And he is going to toss. Oh, the middle incomplete. He had a man open there. That was Jarius Singletary is tied in.
Yeah, I think he was confused. Number 7, Hunter Lorenz for Huntsville was cutting across the middle and jumped to get that. And it looked like Singletary wasn't ready for it to be over his head.
Yeah.
He was wide open.
And so it'll bring up 3rd down and 2. And back to pass, and Taylor under pressure.
And he's going to be sacked on the play.
I have that sack, number 70, a sophomore, Rodriguez with the sack.
Yep. And they'll bring him fourth down, and the Hornets will have to punt once again.
Looked like senior Cole Whitfield put the pressure. I had 99 getting some nice pressure on the quarterback, forced him up in the pocket, forced him to run. And then the sack by Rodriguez.
And back to punt will be Caleb Kulak. And he gets the kick away. And it's going to be down at the 26-yard line by the Hornets.
Another low punt by their punter, but it had a good roll going there. If it didn't hit that Hornet, it could have been going towards the Cub end zone there.
Yeah, he actually might have cost his own team a few yards there by getting in the way.
Yeah, there was no way Jabron Moore was picking up that ball the way it was pinballing down there. That's a nice break for the Cubs to start on the 26-yard line instead of the 12.
And so the offense will come out on the field. Got 6:29 left to go here in the first quarter. Cubs lead it 15-0 over the Huntsville Hornets.
Already the Cubs' third offensive possession with only half the first quarter gone.
And Harvey back to pass, and it is going to be caught by Chris Guidry up to the 45, but we do have a flag down.
I have a legal motion on the offense. 2 minute motion at the same time.
And so that one's going to be coming back.
It's a nice play by the Cubs called back for 2 men in motion at the same time.
And those are the kind of things that just give coaches fits.
They do. They do. You know you're going to see that in the first game of the season. Unfortunate that it wipes out that long game.
As the ball will be moved back to the 21-yard line, it'll be first and 15 now for the Cubs with 6:20 left to go.
Cubs have three wide receivers left, one right.
And Harvey back to pass. And now he's just going to tuck it and run, and he will get up to about the 26-yard line, maybe the 27.
Yeah, certainly he was forced out of the pocket, forced up through the middle. Looked like he had a lot of room to run there for a little bit, but Huntsville closed that down, and he went into a slide and brings up 2nd and 9.
And so now he's got 5:40 left to go here in the first quarter.
Harvey getting the signals from the sideline.
And pass is going to be caught. And that is number 18 for the Cubs. And that is Trey Mowers with the reception.
Nice little 6-yard out to the Cubs sideline. Very, very crisp route that Trey Mowers ran there.
Yeah. Ball at the 32-yard line. That'll bring up third down.
We got third and a long 4 or short 5.
That's from the big speaker system here. And pass is complete. It's going to be a close one there at the line.
Yeah, completed to number 14, Zyron Upshaw, right at the line. And they've given the Cubs the first down, it looks like, Doug. I thought that was going to be measured, but they're moving chains.
We'll take it. Up to the 36.
So we'll have 1st and 10, it looks like, Doug. We've got two wide receivers left, two right, so we're in doubles right now.
And back to pass goes Jordan Harvey, and he's just going to have to throw this one away.
Yeah, some quick pressure up the middle by senior linebacker number 10, Shiloh Jones for Huntsville, forced Jordan Harvey to get rid of it much faster than he would like.
And so that'll bring up 2nd down and 10. If you're just joining us, Cubs jumping out with a couple of quick touchdowns. Jordan Harvey to Cartel Brown, and then also to Jacoby Dixon. That was for 41 yards, and then Jacoby Dixon a three-yard run as well.
And that nice interception by Mason Sieber that set up that short touchdown run for Jacoby.
Yep. And off goes to Jacoby Dixon. And Jacoby dragging people with him as he gets it up to the 39-yard line.
He did. He ran hard up the middle. From the time he was hit, probably at the line of scrimmage, I would think, Doug, but he managed to get 3 yards out of that.
Yep. And the third down and seven. You got Martin, Bowers, and Brown out to the left, and Gidry to the right. Dixon now going to go up. And Harvey just got to get rid of this one, and pass is completed to Toby Dixon, but he got hit for a loss on the play, back to the 31.
Yeah, he was pressured. The quarterback was pressured by a number of Hornets. He did manage to get it into the flat, completed to Jacoby Dixon, but number six, Brent Carroll, was right there for Huntsville and brings up fourth and long for the Cubs.
And so for the first time tonight, the Cubs will have to punt. And that'll be Zelinka back there to punt. Landon Zelinka, junior on the team. And gets this one away.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a shank off his foot to right into the Huntsville sideline.
And so with 3:23 left to go here in the first quarter, Huntsville will take over. Cubs leading at 15-0. And the Huntsville Hornet offense comes back out on the field. And off this time it is to number five, Trayshawn Brown, and he takes it to the Cubs territory.
Yeah, that's their star running back. He went off the left side, bounced it outside, broke a couple tackles until he was forced out of bounds. But that was a nice run.
And up to the 37-yard line will be first and 10 for the Hornets. And another big run there by Brown as he gets across, or gets to the, looks like they're going to get to the 32-yard line.
Yeah, he broke through the line there pretty quick, but number three, Jabrion Moore, came up from his defensive backfield position to limit that to a 5-yard gain. Empty backfield now, Doug. I'm not sure I wouldn't give it to him again.
Yeah. You got two receivers to each side now. Taylor going to quarterback sneak it, and he's going to get across the 30 to the 25. And to the 20, and then the Cubs finally running out of bounds about the 18-yard line.
Yeah, he made a nice move, made a Cub miss, and was forced out of bounds inside the 20-yard line. Nice run by the quarterback on that keeper.
Taylor with a handoff. This time the new running back is Jakavion Burks, a sophomore. And he'll carry it to the 15-yard line. About a 3-yard pickup. Bring him second and seven.
That's one thing the Huntsville coach did talk about is to just keep cycling in those running backs with fresh legs and try and keep somebody fresh in there at all times. That's the fourth running back we've seen for Huntsville already here in the first quarter.
Well, Taylor. The shotgun.
And they've gone empty backfield on this, three left and two right.
And back to pass. And he's going to put it here. That pass is going to be caught. And it's completion number 28, Jerry Singletary, the tight end.
Yeah, he was open in the flat. Christian Prosper made another nice open field tackle. So it'll bring up third and two from the 10-yard line.
As we're down to a minute 25 left to go in the quarter.
It's been a nice drive by Huntsville. They've settled down after those two drives, two quick hits from the Cubs. Looks like we have another timeout called by the Cubs as they were trying to rush on some defensive replacements there.
And so with the timeout, we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports press.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's Family Fun Park. Mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat.
T3 in Brenham. Complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Daryl Meyer. Specializing in retirement and investment planning, call to optimize your financial future. 836-9311.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Focus Care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
Leroy Schrader Contractor. Rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Bank with Bob. Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank. Local, friendly, mobile.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication. Where your truck and trailer's care and service are their top priority. 216 Happy Hollow Road.
Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham. Voted Best Pizza and Wings. Located on Highway 290 next to Flamingo Ranch.
Any way you want it, it's the way you need it.
As we come back here, and give,
that was number five. That was Trayshawn Brown. Yeah.
Okay. And he gets down to the 3-yard line. There'll be another first down.
Yeah, the Huntsville offensive line was able to move the Cubs defensive line on that one, and Trayshawn Brown just follows him down to the first and goal on the 4-yard line. Same formation again.
And we're ticking down to 50 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Cubs leading at 15-0. And it looks like maybe Taylor took it himself that time on the quarterback sneak. And it looks like he got it down to the 2-yard line. It'll be second and goal.
Quarterback taking that sneak and moving forward with those dark green jerseys. Looked like the Philadelphia Eagles out there, Doug.
Yep.
They do have to get this snap off before the quarter.
And Yusuf Brown again, and he's going to get met in the backfield for a big loss there. Jabrion Moore stepping up there to meet him.
He did help with Christian Prosper. He ran into his own offensive lineman when he bounced off. Mr. Moore was there to welcome him with a nice little walk.
That'll be the end of the first quarter, and come lead of 15-0. Back in quarter number two after we hear 60 seconds from the sports press.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 10:30 and Wednesdays at 6:15. And remember, let your light shine.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your needs.
Find the right insurance rate for you and your loved ones with Washington County Insurance, where everyone is treated like family, friends, and neighbors. 979-251-7771.
DDM Pipe and Steel, from angle iron to flat plate to steel roofs. Everything you need for your next metal project.
Say goodbye to blurry vision with some help from Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO, located in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center.
Woodman Life, for life insurance and financial security for your family. Call Amanda Coring and Russell Coring.
Discover freshness at Brenham Quality Meat Market. Fresh meats hand-cut just for you. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Thielman Construction and Sturgeon Thielman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
For clean and affordable toilets, call K&H Portable Toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
Enjoy life off-road with new or pre-owned power sports vehicles from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Parts and services available.
All right, back we go. And, well, Huntsville with a shot of the goal line here. Taylor takes a snap, and he's going to run himself, and he's going to go uncontested in the end zone for the touchdown.
Yeah, that was easy. He took that off, took that direct snap, went off the right side, inside the wide receivers, outside the tight end, and as you said, he just made it look easy.
Yeah, I mean, just a big hole for him open up by the line, and he gets in for the score.
Looks like Huntsville will not chase points right now. Looks like they're going to kick it.
And that'll be Kulak on for the extra point try. And extra point is good. And so with 11:57 left to go in the second quarter, our new score is 15-7. Thousands leading the Hornets. And Michael, I understand you got an update on volleyball.
Yeah, the Cubettes are playing in the 2024 Legends Invitational, and they've had a good tournament so far. They went 2-1 today. They're 5-1 overall in the tournament, so they're going to be in the gold bracket tomorrow and get some really nice competition before we get into district play.
Yeah, that's what we like to hear. They're on a good roll.
Yeah, yeah.
And with Coach Megan Welling, you can't say enough about the great job she's done with that team since taking over there.
Yeah, they're fun to watch. As you said, they're well coached. If you haven't seen the Cubettes play volleyball, you owe it to yourself to get out to the high school and cheer them on. It's a good group of young ladies, good coaching staff.
And emphasis on young because they don't have just a few small group of seniors this year. It's been largely underclassmen that have been getting the job done. And so we're back here. Hornets getting ready for the kickoff. Back to the receipt for the Cubs, the Cartel Brown. Along with Jacoby Dixon and Jabrion Moore. And this one is going to sail over to Jabrion Moore. He'll fill it at the 17-yard line.
And they have marked him stepping out of bounds on that sideline.
And so they will give him to the 19-yard line, so that's where the Cubs will take over, first and 10.
Huntsville was able to put a sustained drive on that last possession, weren't they?
They certainly did.
Had the nice punt return that gave them their best field position of the night and managed to mainly run down the field, mix in a few passes, but... That was a nice drive by Huntsville.
Certainly was, and now the big key here for the Cubs is can they answer that?
Yeah, nobody expected anybody to waltz away with a victory here, so we knew it was going to be a slugfest.
And so the offense back out on the field for Brenham. Cubs with a 15-7 lead here in the second quarter. And we got a whistle there.
That's going to be against the Cubs. It's a false start on the offense.
That'll push them back 5 yards.
I certainly didn't see anything up here in the press box on that, Doug.
I didn't either.
Jacoby Dixon, the only back in the backfield. Cubs are running a tight end offense for this play.
And handoff is to Dixon, and he's going to get met in the backfield. We're going to get a flag down.
And that's a late flag. That was that's one of those after the whistle flags.
After the play is over, unnecessary
roughness,
personal foul. Number 82
of the defense. That's a personal foul on the defense. That's a huge, huge break for the Cubs there. As you said, Jacoby Dixon just ran into a wall, no room to run. They pushed him back, and after the whistle, the Hornet slammed Jacoby to the ground and got flagged for it.
Yep, can't do that. And that'll move them up to the 27-yard line or 28-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Cubs on that penalty.
The Hornet knew it, too. He was slamming his head.
And Jacoby Dixon this time gets the running room, and he breaks free out across the 40 to the 45.
He's still not down.
They're going to say he was down at the 44.
They're wrong, Doug, because he still fought. He was on top of that Hornet and got back up and kept running. But what a beautiful. That's the first time we got to see Jacoby break into the open field with that power and that speed.
Yeah.
Great run by Jacoby Dixon there.
And hand off to Dixon again. And this time, no running room there as the Hornets swarm and make the tackle.
Yeah, the receiver went into the left side of the offensive line there. There was just nothing there. So there's no gain, maybe even a slight loss on the play. We'll bring up second and 11. Enjoyed doing this with you, Doug. I do have to say, I think good big shout out to my friend Brad Lindemann, who's taking over stats for me tonight, and has Matt DuPont helping him out, coming up there.
Good deal. And we'll have the stats, first half stats for you at halftime. And then also Dixon this time breaks free. He's got some running room, and they're going to get him just. So that's going to be close to the first down marker.
Yeah, it looks like on the far side, he's moving the chains again. He's given the benefit of the doubt. So that will go down as an 11-yard run for Jacoby Dixon.
Certainly did. And Jacoby starting to find his hole now.
Yeah, he had a burst up the middle and then decided to cut it back to the right and was tackled. But good enough for a first down. Another good hard run for Jacoby Dixon. Very explosive on that run, Doug.
Yeah, we're taking down the 10 minutes left to go until halftime. Also coming up as a half, we will name our ATB Scholar of the Week, as well as we'll hear from the Brenham Cup Marching Band. And this one is going to be a handoff. That is Jacoby Dixon again, trying to go around the right side of the line.
You know, only a 5-yard gain, but a very well-run play. Slow developing. He followed his blockers. He was waiting for that hole. They were pushing Hornets backwards. So even though there was nothing there, we got a nice 5 yards out of that run.
Yeah, and I like the strategy of just taking what the defense gives you and just moving. And you got the lead now and keep going.
I'm with you on that, Doug. He didn't try to make more out of that than was there and take our 5 yards and live another day.
Now Cartel Brown in the backfield. And Cartel's going to get his first carry tonight. And he's going to get hit for a loss in the play. Back to the 44.
Yeah, Jordan Harvey faked to a man in motion and then put it in the gut of Cartel Brown. But the Hornets weren't fooled. They were right there and able to push the Cubs back 2 yards. Looks like it's going to be 3rd and 7 here for the Cubs.
And clock's even down to 9:18.
So that third down music here in the stadium, it's annoying in the press box. I can't imagine what I can't imagine what it is out in the stadium.
Oh, my God. And, yeah. And so the Cubs are going to call their third and final timeout of the first half. And so we'll take it with it. Be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through quality professional engineering.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center for savings on all your favorite brands.
Explore Hyundai of Brenham's new electric vehicles. Eco-friendly, cutting edge, and ready for a test drive. Highway 290 West.
Seidel Schrader, 2707 South Market, providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Foskey's Jewelry at 210 East Main Street in downtown Brenham, proudly serving customers for over 80 years.
Brenham Collision Center, located at 810 West Main, offering repairs, insurance assistance, and 24/7 towing services just for you.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Don's Appliance Services. Fast, courteous service on your appliances. A local business serving local people.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navari, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street.
And back we go here. Yeah, so it's that play ran. We had third and seven. We had Zyron Upshaw out in the flat. He was open, but Jordan Harvey short hopped it to him. So it's going to bring up fourth down, and the Cubs are in punt formation.
Ed Zelenko will punt again. And this one is going to roll in out of bounds at the two-yard line.
What a beautiful, beautiful angled punt.
Yeah. Oh, they're going to start at the three-yard line. But so Huntsville's got some distance to go. They want to try to get the scoring position.
Beautiful spiral off the foot of Zelenka to the Cubs sideline and rolled out of bounds at the three. That's a long, long field now for the Hornets.
So Huntsville working out of their own back, out of their own end zone. Taylor takes a snap, fakes it. He's going to keep it himself out across the five, and he's going to get up to the 11-yard line.
Certainly looked like the Cubs had him. He handed off or faked the handoff to number five, Trayshawn Brown, who's been carrying the bulk of the load for the Hornets. And there were two Cubs that he managed to freeze and split them and ended up with a nice game. Number 22, Christian Prosper with another tackle. That ends up being an 8-yard gain for Austin Taylor.
And it's a second down. Taylor takes a step, back to pass, rolling to his right. And he's going to let it fly. He's got a man open and incomplete. Pass ends up going out of bounds.
That wide receiver was double teamed by number three, Jabrion Moore, and number five, Liedrick Walker Jr. Tight coverage. And I think the quarterback had to throw that one out of bounds, Doug.
Yeah, I mean, that very well could have been an interception right there.
I'm still getting their signals from the sideline. Still.
And now with the Hornets, they call their first time out.
Yeah, they never quite look comfortable there, did they?
Yeah. And so with another time out, we'll take a little and be back into here 60 seconds from the sports wrap.
Citizens State Bank, where our hometown is your hometown. Local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Uniques, 706 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody, somebody at the Toy Box.
Automotive Detail Services, the premier detailer in Brenham, Washington, and surrounding counties. 318 South Austin, right by Santa Fe.
Thrive at Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Penny Molly, Barney Lesh, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
Awards and More, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Get your car squeaky clean inside and out. Squeaky Clean Express Car Wash, located at 1604 Highway 105 in Brenham. If it don't squeak, it ain't clean.
For quality health care in the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham Ironworks. For automatic custom gates, running metal building panels, and trim and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today. 281-888-1464.
And as we come back, Taylor rolls out to his right, and he will get up to about the 20-yard line and pick up a first down for the Hornets.
Well, he has very quick feet there, Doug. There were a host of Cubs chasing him down, and he managed to get outside the pocket and as you said, run for that first down, first and 10 from the 20 for the Hornets.
And next snap, that is to number 9, Zay Adolphe. Another one of their deep roster of running backs here in Huntsville.
Yeah, not much run room there. Looks like two yard gain there. Looks like Doyle Brown was at the bottom of that pile with a nice tackle for the Cubs.
Yeah. I know Doyle was one of the guys Coach Young said he's looking for a big year from.
I think we also had number 16, Jace Miller, in on that tackle.
Man in motion, Taylor from the shotgun, play action. And now he's got to put it in the air. He's got a man open, and it's going to be caught. Cubs arguing that he was down when the catch was made.
And we have a referee on the far side who agrees with Jabrion. He's at the 40-yard line. He is pounding that turf, saying that ball hit the ground.
I was going to say, that's what it looked like from up here.
That was a beautiful, beautiful play action by number 11, Austin Taylor. But Jabrion, he kept coverage. He didn't bite.
Yeah. And so the Huntsville fans not happy, but as we said, can bring it third down and 8. Taylor back to pass again. Going to put it in the air. Got a little bump and run that time. That was number 5 for the Cubs.
Yeah, that's Leedrick Walker.
Walker getting called for a pass pass interference.
Yeah, one of the running backs came out, Jakavion Burks, a little stop and go, and was smart and ran right into Leedrick's chest and managed to draw the flag on a ball he was never going to catch, Doug.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the Huntsville fans are happier again.
Yeah. Yeah, we got 6:54 about to play here in the first half. And Taylor will take it himself, and he's got a little running room, and he's going to get up to the 43-yard line.
Stop there by number 3, Jabrion Moore, after a pretty big gain. Again, Austin Taylor, when he calls his own number, has a very, very quick first step. He gets to the line of scrimmage and threw it very quickly. Fifteen seconds on the clock. He's getting his signals.
And now back to pass once again goes Taylor. And he's going to put it in the air. And it's caught! Number 28, Jerry Asuza, he had 3 Cubs on him and still managed to pull it down.
That's good play them. Quarterback heaved it up. As you said, 3 Cubs around him. He managed to high point the ball very nicely to give them a first down inside Cub territory at the 20-yard line.
And now hit up again to Brown. And he's going to get hit in the backfield there for the Cubs.
That tackle was made by number 21, Quincy Adams. 5, Brown had some running room there, Doug. It was nice to see Quincy close on that and keep him to a 3-yard gain. That's a big play.
Exactly. And
after that long pass, Huntsville tried to go fast, tried to see if they could get one by the Cubs, but Quincy Adams with a big tackle.
And Taylor rolling out to his left this time. going to put it in the air and just throws that one away.
Yeah, there's pressure from Caleb Espinoza, a name we've called a lot tonight, backing up Austin Taylor, throwing off his back foot. He just heaved it out of bounds.
Yeah, so that'll stop the clock with 5:15. Third down and 7.
Want to go back to that previous play. I mean, that really was a big tackle by Quincy Adams. They ran that play. They got it off quickly. He was in the flat. Looked like he had some running room if he gets past Quincy.
Yeah, he closed the gap real quick. And now got a whistle down.
That's going to go against Huntsville.
Yeah, so a ball start against the Hornets. That'll push them back another 5 yards. Now it's a 3rd and 12.
Yeah, a false start against the wide receiver on that, Jarius Singletary, who's made some nice plays for the Hornets tonight, but did the Cubs a favor there and backed them up a little bit.
Taylor back to pass. And incomplete. That was in.
That was a bubble screen intended for Trayshawn Brown. He was lined up in the backfield and then went out as a wide receiver. And again, they tried to set up the bubble screen. I'm not exactly sure if that was complete, if that was going anywhere, but
yeah, it didn't look like it.
Yeah, but let's let the ball hit the ground and remove all doubt.
And so now lined up for the field goal try. Ball will be at the 30-yard line, so it'll be a 40-yard attempt. Well, now they're going to, apparently that was a fake, now they're going to go for it.
That freshman running back, direct snap.
And that's incomplete. And so the Hornets will turn it over on downs.
Yeah, we had number 9, Zay Adolphe, freshman. They do list him as quarterback. We've seen him as a running back tonight.
Yeah.
But he threw that just directly into the turf.
Yeah, not a good play call there.
He is 0 for 1 as a quarterback in his high school career.
Too. Yep.
But we may need to watch that. We might watch him later in the game. They have him listed as a quarterback.
And so Cup football now. It'll be at the 23-yard line, 1st and 10. And play action, and that is going to be caught. And that is Cartel Brown. And he's got it in the Hornet territory to the 48-yard line.
Wow, what a play. What a throw by Jordan Harvey. What a route run by Cartel Brown. A quick slant. Only, what would you say, Doug, 3 yards beyond the line of scrimmage. And he picked it off. He caught that and turned on the jet.
Absolutely. Cartel showing off his athletic ability.
Time out.
And that was from the 23, right, Doug? So that's a 29-yard completion to Cartel Brown.
Yeah, it certainly is. And so the Hornets call their second time out of the half here. And we're just going to keep it right here. We got 4:45 left to go until halftime.
Yeah, that's a big stop on fourth down. And then Cartel comes out, and just we see how explosive, you know, we saw him as a running back, some as a freshman, and how explosive he was. And he turned on the jets there, and as a great player. There's a little momentum shift there. It looked like Huntsville was moving the ball, Doug, but the Cup defense stiffened, forced the turnover on downs. And now with 4:45 left in the half, we're in Huntsville territory. Let's see if we can add some points before halftime.
Because you look at the start of this quarter, Huntsville scored real quick, and it looks like maybe they might have a chance to come back and tie this up. But the Cup defense has been kind of a bend but not break, and I've held them in check since then. And so now here we go as we resume play with Harvey. Got Jacoby Dixon in the backfield, and hand off to Jacoby. And he's going to spin his way up now, trying to find some running room. And he's going to get hit for a loss there.
Yeah, he was hit at the line of scrimmage and then bounced it backwards, tried to go toward the Cubs sideline, but there were just too many Hornets. I guess that's a swarm again, swarm of Hornets. So that's a loss all the way back to the 45-yard line. So a 7-yard loss for Jacoby Dixon, trying to make trying to make something out of nothing. But it was good effort.
Yeah. And then that'll be second down at 17. And a whistle before the play.
That's going to go against the Cubs.
Ballpark, offense, number 14, 5 yard penalty. Go take it down.
Zyron Upshaw called for the false start, and it'll push him back 5 yards.
You know you're going to see some of those procedure and false start penalties. Doesn't make it feel any better when they happen. See if the Cubs can settle down. That brings up a long, long second down, 22.
Back to pass goes Harvey. Gets away from the pressure. That's incomplete. He was looking for Jacoby Dixon.
And he had to roll out. He was in the pocket for a while, and eventually the pocket broke down, and he had to roll out to the right and throw on the run and just threw a little bit behind Dixon.
Yeah, so it's going to be second down at 22.
I think it's going to be. They have third on the.
Oh, third.
For 3 minutes, 25 seconds.
Yes, they're putting 8 seconds back on the clock.
And that'll bring up third down.
It'll be interesting to see what the Cubs run here. Third and 22, 3:25 left in the half. Remember, Zelenka had that great angled punt out of bounds earlier in this half. See if they'll put it on the foot of Zelenka or try and get this first down.
And Harvey going to take off, and he's across the 40 to the 45, and as they run him out of bounds, there's a flag down.
Jordan Harvey, quarterback defense, makes his way up to the 45-yard line.
Yeah, they brought the house. They blitzed on that. He managed to get through the line of scrimmage into some open territory. But with all that blitzing, it looks like one of the Cub linemen held.
Yeah.
That takes the ball all the way back to the 30-yard line. I need to take off my shoes to count how many yards, and we don't want that, Doug.
No.
We've got to get halfway back to Brenham for this first down.
Yeah. Scoreboard's going third and 30. Harvey back to pass, puts it in the air.
Come on!
Chris Guidry! And Guidry, let's see where the forward progress is going to get him. He's pretty close to that first down marker.
He is. That's not a great spot. It looks like it's going to be fourth and two right at the 40-yard line. It's a big decision. It's a running clock.
Yep.
It'll get us under 3 minutes left in the half. But as you noted, there's no more timeouts for the Cubs, so we've got to run a play here. Fourth and two from the 40-yard line. Beautiful pass.
Yeah. I'd go for it. Coach Young's going to roll the dice here. He's going to go for it.
Still 14 seconds left on the play clock. It looks like the play is in.
Cartel Brown in motion. Harvey going to get to Jacoby Dixon. And he's not going to get there. Got to the line of scrimmage, and that was all he could get. And so the Cubs will turn it over on downs.
Yeah, hard to fault the coaching staff for going to their workhorse on fourth and two. You know how hard Jacoby runs. No hole there for him to go through.
Yeah, Huntsville just closed that gap almost immediately. And so the Hornets will get the ball back with 2.5 minutes left to go until halftime.
Need the defense to continue to play hard here and stop the Hornets.
Lee Taylor rolling out. Going to put it in the air. Incomplete. He's looking for Savion Conte, senior wide receiver.
Yeah, the Cubs blitzed two on that, managed to put some pressure on Austin Taylor. He was backpedaling again, and just like earlier in the game, he just He just threw it into the turf. He knew he had nothing.
And it's a second down and 10. Cubs with a 15-7 lead here over the Huntsville Hornets here in the second quarter. And back to pass, Taylor going deep. We had a man open. I don't know about that. Going to get a flag down on the Cubs, but I...
Yeah, Leedrick Taylor was on coverage there. The ball was underthrown. It's that we all hate to see it when it goes against our team, and that underthrown ball, and that wide receiver comes back for it and runs into the guy who had great coverage.
Yeah. It was a close one there, and it unfortunately goes against the Cubs, and so it'll be a first down for the Huntsville Hornets.
Moves the ball to the Cub 45-yard line.
And it's going to be first and 10 with 2 minutes and 18 seconds left to play here in the first half.
Man, if that's a well-thrown ball, Leedrick Walker Jr. has tight, tight coverage. That's a tough penalty.
And Taylor on the move. He's got pass complete. And
there's a flag down, though. That was a really a nice play. We also have number 22, Christian Prosper, is down for the Cubs.
And Jerry Singletary on the reception there, but let's see what the call is going to be.
Christian's had such a great first half. Let's hope he's all right.
And training staff coming down to check on him.
I've got to think the way the Cubs were putting pressure on Taylor that's got to be a hold where that flag is. I would imagine.
I would think so.
But boy, he made something out of nothing on that one. He rolled to the right. I mean, there had to be six or seven Cubs around him, and it looks like he just shot footed it to Singletary for that completion, who took it down the sideline.
And Prosper is up and thankfully walking off the field under his own power.
Yeah, no noticeable limp. Let's hope we see him back out on the field.
And the referee's discussing now what the penalty is going to be.
It was a while ago. They may have forgotten, Doug.
Yeah.
Hold offense number 78.
And it is the holding call against the Hornets, which negates that nice play by Taylor and Singletary. He's going to back up the Hornets. It's 2:05 left here in the half, Doug.
Yeah, it's now going to be a first and 20 from the 45-yard line. And handoff, that goes to number 9, Zay Adolfe. And a freshman gets through, and he's up to the 30-yard line.
Cubs almost had him in the backfield, but that young man had some speed. He managed to turn the corner, and it's a long gain. Eventually tackled by number 21, Quincy Adams. What a play.
Yeah, that is going to be brought down there.
Yeah, that was number 5. Leedrick Walker Jr. Timed that snap and came from his defensive back position and tackled him in the backfield.
He did. He made a great play there, and it's loss of 2. It'll bring up second down and 12. We're down to a minute 18. Huntsville does, I think, have one timeout left. And Taylor puts it in the air. He's got a man open for the touchdown. That's number 1, Fabian Conte.
That was a blown coverage by the Cubs. Two Cubs went with one Hornet and left number 1, Fabian Conte, wide open in the end zone for the Hornet touchdown.
Yeah, so now let's see if they're going to go for 2 here to try to tie it up, or they're going to just stick with the extra point. Only do a flag down.
The touchdown is good. So the dead ball, unfortunately, like
and the set is a taunting.
That is a taunting call against the Hornets. Number 7, Hunter Lorenz, after the touchdown. So that penalty will be enforced on the kickoff. Might give the Cubs good field position with a 1:09 less than a half.
And also they're going to just kick the extra point. Kulak on. And now they're going to play fake it. And it is incomplete as they tried to throw one in the back of the end zone. And so, with 1:09 left to go to the half, our new score, it's the Cubs 15, the Hornets 13. Back at your 60 seconds from the fourth round.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
If you need foundation repair, trust the experts at Keystone Foundation Repair. Quality at an affordable price. Call 281-658-7000 today for a free estimate.
Call Amy Moore, an eXp Realtor, at 979-203-3563. She'll make your dreams come true.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
For a sweet job on your residential and commercial plumbing needs, call Plum Level. Techs you can trust to be on the level. Herman Electric LLC, serving the area with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Las Americas, serving authentic flavors of Central and South America.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, an old-fashioned toy store filled from floor to ceiling with hard-to-find classic toys and books.
As we come back here, we've got 1:09 to work with. And yeah, the referee finally remembered about the penalty.
Yeah, you got to give the kicker, number 89, Caleb Kulak, credit. He wouldn't give the ball to the referee, and he put it down on the 40, and he's getting ready to kick, and they finally backed it up to the 25. I mean, he tried, Doug.
Yeah. And hopefully this will give the Cubs a good field position.
Yeah, we'll see. I wouldn't want to kick to any of those Cubs. We got Jacoby back there. We got Jabrion back there. Cartel, I can't tell.
Yes. Jabrion, Jacoby, and Cartel. And kick looks like it's going to be fielded by Jabrion Moore at 32. And he's going to get up to the 38. And he's brought down. Huntsville with good coverage on the special team.
They did. They had good coverage. A little slip by Jabrion as he tried to make his move, and then he was wrapped up by a host of Hornets.
Yeah. Feel maybe a little bit slick. We had a little bit of rain pass through here before the game started.
Yeah, a little bit of light rain, nothing real heavy. 82 degrees at kickoff. A beautiful evening now in Huntsville.
So the Cubs got 1:05 to work with. They don't have any timeouts remaining. Back to pass goes Harvey. And he's just going to throw that one away.
Flag. There's a flag. They're going to get roughing on number 90. Jaden Bradford would be my guess, Doug.
Yeah, let's see what the call is going to be. Official huddling.
So 1 minute left in the half.
Oh, they were looking at intentional. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they did call the roughing the passer. I think the discussion was there intentional grounding also, but it looks like he was outside the hash marks. And then Mr. Bradford, long after Harvey had released the ball, threw him to the turf and drew the flag. Moved the Cubs into Hornet territory.
To the 47-yard line. It'll be 1st and 10. And Harvey with a pass. It's going to be caught by Chris Guidry. And another flag is some after play shenanigans there.
Yeah, that was a quick strike to Guidry over on the Cubs sideline. He caught the ball and immediately stepped out of bounds. And then number 10, Shiloh Jones, linebacker for Huntsville, pushed him into the Cub bench.
The Huntsville fans not liking him. That was about as one of the blatant ones as you can see.
Yeah, I mean, Guidry, you know, trying to save time, catches that ball and moves immediately to the Cubs sideline, walking, you know, running towards the track. So again,
yep.
And number 10 paid him a visit.
And so moving up to the 28-yard line, it'll be 1st and 10 for the Cubs. Still got 55 seconds to work with. And pass complete to Guidry again, and this time out of bounds at the 25-yard line.
Yeah, another very, very quick strike to Guidry on the far sideline. Only a gain of 2 on that pass play. Still 52 seconds left in the half.
Cubs leading at 15 to 13. And back to pass goes Harvey. He's going to put it in the air. Going for Guidry. Did he hold on? No.
That ball was intercepted.
Oh, okay.
Number 2, Kenneth Scott. With a nice over-the-shoulder catch for Huntsville in the end zone to thwart that Cub drive.
And so the points will get the ball back with 46 seconds left.
It was one-on-one coverage, but tight coverage, obviously. Ball was not poorly thrown. It was just an excellent play by Kenneth Scott for the Hornets.
And so first interception thrown by Harvey. And so it will be Hornet football at the 20-yard line. And handoff goes to Brown, and he's out across the 25, works his way up to the 30. And I'm going to say he's down at the 29. The 9-yard pickup there, bring it 2nd and 1.
Tackle made by number 11, Doyle Brown. Assisted on that tackle by number 16, Jace Miller.
And down to 20 seconds left in the half.
Doesn't look like Huntsville's in any hurry.
You know, they may just attempt to take this one in the locker room. Down to 10 seconds.
They're looking at their coach like they want to run a play, but I'm not sure.
And
we're going to go to the locker room, Doug.
And so that will be the end of the first half of play with our score, the Brenham Cubs 15 and the Huntsville Hornets 13. We'll be back with a halftime show after we hear these words from our sponsors.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own mattress guy. Football season is here, and there's no better way to gear up for those late-night games than with a new mattress from Mattress Guys. Whether you're tailgating in the living room or just need a winning night's sleep, we've got the perfect lineup of mattresses for you. From Sealy to Tempur-Pedic, score big with unbeatable prices. Don't fumble on this. And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Looking for more than just a grocery store? Your local HEB has expanded. Visit our new HEB barbecue and sushi departments for mouth-watering barbecue, potato salad, banana pudding, or maybe looking for fresh sushi, fried rice, or pot stickers made daily? Experience a world of flavors and unbeatable convenience, all under one roof. Don't miss out on their latest offerings and the same great service you know and love. Stop by and see the new HEB in Brenham today. They're always here for you.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealership supporting the local community since 1962.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream, with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
J&A Roofing,
experts in every aspect of roofing, from new construction to green energy-efficient solutions.
Wellman Insurance, service that only a local agency can provide. Comprehensive coverage and competitive pricing. Neighbors serving neighbors.
Felder's Buy and Buy. For groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas, 2111 South Market in Brenham.
PVR Materials. They're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken in all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium. When you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
As we come back here to Huntsville Stadium, and it is time for the Brenham Cub Marching Band and their halftime show. And here at the half, the Cubs lead the Huntsville Hornets 15-13.
For those who'd like to thank the Michigan sponsors, Mrs. Chicken and Cooper. The 2024 and 2025 bells are led by Lieutenant Amy Brown, Captain Sam Martini, Major Lizzie Fan, and Colonel Jason Strayer. Treasurer is Mary Shaw, and President is Alina Ellis. Spirit of the Week is Jackson Franklin. Bell of the Week is Monica Valadez. And opposite of the week is Diane O'Keefe. Tonight, they will be performing a jazzy team in Smoke on the Dog.
Now
Brad, you think the Brenham High School cut in. Members of the week club, Tanner Pagani, Scott Hudson, Sophia Dibowitz, LaCroix Andrade, and Billy Lewis. The platoon of the week is the second. And the officers of the week are Katie Taylor and Harrison Hogan. Tonight we begin our closing at halftime with the tribute to Cinema's greatest composer, John Williams, and Jacob Hall and Star Wars Extravaganza.
Well, yeah, not bad for just having a couple of weeks of practice.
Yeah.
2 or 3 weeks of practice. And they're off and going for another year. And before we send you back to the studios, it's time for our Mattress Guys Halftime Naptime Giveaway. And be the third caller to the KWHI Studios at 979-836-3655. Then you'll win a Z-Gel Convolution Pillow from the Mattress Guys. Just call in to 979-836-3655. And be the third caller. The Z-Gel Convolution Pillow is infused with gel to create a cooler sleeping atmosphere with different levels of customizable support for all sleeping positions. You can get yours at the Mattress Guys. Owner and native Brennamite Anthony Jasinski invites you to stop in the store at 2668 Highway 36 South in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center. Stop in and check out their Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattress set and a wide selection of pillows and sheets
please. Only one pillow winner per household during the Cup football season. And we'll be back with more of the halftime show after we hear these words from our sponsors.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own mattress guy. Football season is here, and there's no better way to gear up for those late-night games than with a new mattress from Mattress Guys. Whether you're tailgating in the living room or just need a winning night's sleep, we've got the perfect lineup of mattresses for you. From Sealy to Tempur-Pedic, score big with unbeatable prices. Don't fumble on this. And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Specializing in pork products, J&J Packing Company, your wholesale meat distributor.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is in their business. 836-2331.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for a new computer, sales, and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at wctractor.com. Korth and Lanky Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at korthandlankywelding.com.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street, Brenham.
All right, congratulations on the day. Chicago will be winner of the Mattress Guys Halftime Naptime Giveaway. And here at the after, Brenham Cubs leading the Huntsville Hornets 15-13, which has been a great first half. We knew it was going to be a battle, and it certainly has.
Yeah, we certainly did. It's been a hard fought first half. The Cubs are passing the ball better than they're running it. So we've got 12 rushes for 33 yards for the Cubs. But Jordan Harvey's 8 for 11 for 109 yards with, of course, the 41-yard touchdown pass to Cartel Brown.
Right.
He did have the one interception, and Cartel had two receptions for 71 yards. Dixon has 9 for 29. So I'm a little surprised. I expected to see a little more established running game for the Cubs. But give Huntsville defense credit. Now, for Huntsville, they have 185 total yards. They're doing more on the ground than through the air. They've got 105 yards on the ground, and Taylor's 5 for 10 for 80 yards, and he had that one touchdown, that wide-open touchdown. And as we talked about early in the ball game, they're spreading it around. Brown certainly seems like he's the best runner. He's 9 for 30. I'm a little surprised by the quarterback. Eight rushes, 37 yards.
Yeah.
He's moving the ball with his feet. And then that freshman, Adolphe, he's got three rushes for 35 yards. So Huntsville has outgained the Cubs 185 yards, 142. But I think the story of the first half, which you would expect in the first game of the season, is penalties.
Yeah.
In that first half, the Cubs had 8 penalties for 65 yards. Huntsville, not much better, 7 penalties, but more yards for 84 yards, and they shot themselves in the foot a couple times with some 15-yarders.
Yeah, they had some unsportsmanlike conduct penalties, and that really cost them in that first half. And so right now the Cubs holding on to that 2-point advantage, and we'll see what happens with the second half kickoff. Meanwhile, we're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll find out who this week's HEB Student Scholar of the Week is after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Looking for more than just a grocery store? Your local HEB has expanded. Visit our new HEB barbecue and sushi departments for mouth-watering barbecue, potato salad, banana pudding, or maybe looking for fresh sushi, fried rice, or pot stickers made daily? Experience a world of flavors and unbeatable convenience, all under one roof. Don't miss out on their latest offerings and the same great service you know and love. Stop by and see the new HEB in Brenham today. They're always here for you.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street.
for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Yum, sweets, and eats. Serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has the spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, houses an 18-hole golf course, large pool, and beautiful clubhouse.
Book your party early and let Gavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 979-836-8778.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer. Because that's what you are.
Any property you see, call EB 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
All right, as we come back here, it's time now for our HEB Student Scholar of the Week. And this week's Student Scholar of the Week is Logan Ballard. And Logan, it says, favorite subject is math. Favorite teacher, Mrs. Shaw. Favorite sport or extracurricular activity is cheer. And then college and university plans, Logan planning on attending either Texas A&M or TCU. And advice for other students about preparing for the future. And to stay focused, set goals for yourself, and stick to them. Good advice for the youngsters out there.
That is. Maybe an Aggie,
yep.
Maybe a Horned Frog. Big weekend in college football. It's exciting. Today's a great day, isn't it? Everybody's undefeated.
Yep. Everybody starts out 0-0, and then tomorrow, full slate of games all day long.
Yeah, I know a lot of people from Brenham going to be heading up to Aggie Land to watch them take on the Fighting Irish.
That's a great way to start off the season there. You got number 7 and number 20, and that's a 6:30 start time, 5:30 pregame right here on KWHI tomorrow, and we'll have that action for you. And we've got Longhorns and Colorado State there at 2:30, and just a whole slate of game. Tonight, TCU taking on Stanford at 9:30.
Yeah, the ACC powerhouse Stanford. They've joined my conference with my Virginia Tech Hokies. Stanford.
Yeah, that still seems weird.
Very weird.
All right, and congratulations to Logan for being our HEB Scholar of the Week. The award's based on academic excellence, and Logan will receive a certificate. Good, from HEB and Brenham. And we'll take one more break, and we should be back with the start of the second half after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve.
Blake Sanders with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery, Deli, and Barbecue is the place to go.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hodge Real Estate, downtown Brenham.
Herman Furniture. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Hallwright Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Baker's Ag Service. Commercial and residential for dozer work, excavation services, and demolition work.
For a great smile, see Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles at Altman Dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
Find that dream car you've always wanted at Apple Ford in Brenham. Just ask for Johnny the Car Guy.
La Morello's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto. No appointment necessary. Highway 290 West next to Apple Ford.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham. Serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Christy Schloatman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce. For gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Buying or selling property?
Turn to the professionals at Hode Real Estate. Go online to HodeRE.com.
Shop online with Mike Leonard, Brenham's favorite local dealership, AppleFord.com.
For mouthwatering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monument and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
And we're back for the start of the second half, and it's time for our Hyundai of Brenham second half kickoff. Proud to be one of KWHI's sponsors. If you haven't already, stop by and check out their brand new showroom and service center. Haven't considered a Hyundai before? There's two big reasons why you should, and we'll get to that momentarily as the kickoff is fielded.
Yeah, Cartel Brown caught that at the 20. They had a short kick, and he was getting ready to run and slipped and fell right there at the 20.
Okay, and Hyundai has earned more safety awards than any other brand, and they've got America's Best Warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain coverage. And this year, they're partnering with Brenham ISD to reward students for perfect attendance by giving away a vehicle. They know by giving away a vehicle to a lucky student, they know the value of hard work, and they want to celebrate the students who put in the effort. Go Cubs!
Now I'm going to have to apologize to John Hill and Greg Apple for interrupting that Hyundai ad.
Nah, it's all right. And meantime, the Cubs come out on offense to start the second half. And we got Upshaw. He's going to put one in the air, and he's got Guidry deep, and it's going to be caught.
Yeah, what a great play by the Cubs to open the second half. I'm sure they worked on that all in practice. As we talked about before the broadcast, Zyron Upshaw, a great quarterback, and then the backup quarterback for the Cubs. He took it on a jet sweep, rolled out to the right, and hit Guidry for a long gain out to the 48-yard line. It'll be first and down for the Cubs.
Yeah, it's a big gain there, and first and 10. And also Jacoby Dixon, great screen, out across the 40, to the 35, and down to the 30-yard line. A big run there by Dixon.
Flag is down. Back in the line of scrimmage, but don't know who that's against right now. It's
Yeah, first
and foul.
Face
mask.
Yeah, I did see for the Cubs, number 73, senior Colby Houlihan, with his helmet off, and I got a little nervous there. You're not allowed to take that helmet off, but he had it ripped off his head.
Yeah.
What a nice run by Dixon. His second explosive run of the game early here in the third quarter. That's good to see, Doug. We'd like to get him started.
And also with that penalty, I'm going to put them over 100 yards in penalties for Huntsville in the game.
Jordan Harvey getting the signals in from the sideline. Still 10 seconds left on the play clock.
Getting a little too close for comfort there. He gets the playoff, and that's incomplete. He was looking for Guidry again.
I don't know how a flag wasn't called against the Cubs there. The play clock did get down to zero. Guidry was open. Harvey just... instead of throwing it on his back shoulder, let him downfield, and that unfortunately that pass fell incomplete.
So second down and 10, ball at the 15-yard line.
That was a little bit of a clumsy play there, Doug.
Yeah. And play fake, and Jordan Harvey going to keep it himself. And he's actually going to lose a yard on the carry.
I still think that's a good play by number 2, Jordan Harvey. He stuck it in the belly of Dixon, but there were a host of Hornets already through that line, so he pulled it back and took the loss. Only a loss of 1 brings up 3rd and 11 for the Cubs.
And got 10:45 left to play here in the third quarter. Don't forget, coming up after the game tonight, we'll have the Friday night scoreboard first edition with Grayson Oliver back in the studio. And Harvey going to keep it himself and dives forward. did get some positive yardage on the play up to the 13-yard line.
Yeah, he was in the pocket and decided to take off. Going to bring up 4th and 8. Blue Sinega. Looks like the Cubs are going to try a field goal here.
Looks like a 30-yard attempt for Sinega. And kick is up. And it's good. And so a 30-yard field goal led by Sinega, and the Cubs increase their lead now to 18-13 with 10:24 left to go in the third quarter. Back after we hear another 60 seconds from the fourth friend.
Free inspections and estimates, and A1 quality plumbing services.
Brenham, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge is paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Norman's Pharmacy, independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Whether new or used, Apple Ford in Brenham has just what you need, from trucks and SUVs to hybrids and electrics.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 Highway 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
To reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs, call Climate Defense Systems at 979-353-2537.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 979-836-4085.
All aboard! And there goes the kickoff, and the Hornets will bring it up and be brought down about the 27-yard line. That's where they'll have it first and 10.
Yeah, making his way downfield for that tackle was the starter, Caleb Espinosa, made a nice open field tackle. That was probably Sinega's shortest kickoff of the game so far, but Espinosa came down and made the tackle to limit that damage.
And handoff, that goes to Trayshawn Brown, and he's run out of bounds, but looks like he may have picked up another first down.
Yeah, he was able to bounce that outside, the right side, heading to his own sideline. That is a first down for Huntsville. Number 5, Ledrick Walker Jr. made the tackle.
And Cubs lead this one 18-13. You got a quick score to pass along from over at Cubs Stadium. Burton Panthers leading Holland. They're about midway through the third quarter. And Burton leading that one 21-20. So they got a nail biter over there as well. Brown, the carrier again. He's up to the 44-yard line.
Yeah, that was a quick hitter right up the middle. It was a game for 6. Tackled by 70 Rodriguez on the play.
And yeah, so it'll bring up 2nd down and 4 for the Hornets. And the Dolphins come back in at running back. Taylor with a handoff, and the Dolphin tried to cut it back, and now he's got some running room across the 50 to the 45 to the 40, and he's finally tripped up by the Cubs, down to the 39-yard line.
Yeah, we saw that speed in the first half, another burst of speed. Takes it all the way down into Cub territory. Before he's finally tackled by number 21, Quincy Adams.
They hand off again, and the Dolphins open room, but close quickly and get the tackle there for the Cubs is Quincy Adams again.
They wrapped off his ankles nicely there before he could get a full head of steam. But Huntsville comes out on their first possession and is moving the ball quickly. I see a flag on the far side, Doug. I don't know if he's picking that up or...
Yeah, so Cubs called for having too many men on the field.
Huntsville did decline that.
Yeah. It was a handoff, and we got penalty markers down. Ball carrier was Dekavian Burks.
That penalty goes against Huntsville. False start. Leaves the ball back 5 yards.
So if you get the five yards back that we just gave up. And now here we go. It's still second down and 7. Clock running it down to 8:40 left to go here in the third quarter. Cubs with an 18-13 lead. And off goes to Brown, and he's got some running room, break free, and it's a track meet to the end zone, and he's going to be in there for the Huntsville touchdown.
Yeah, Brown had a little hesitation, little stutter step when he took that ball, broke through the club line, and then it was off to the races.
And so that'll make it a 19-18 game.
I imagine they'll go for two here, I would think, Doug.
Yeah, to try to make it a 3-point game. In there for the 2-point conversion. That was to Adolphe. And so that makes it now a 21-18 game with 8:21 left to go here in the third. I'm still taking their first lead. We'll be back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports press.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber, from a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1401 South Austin.
Coach's Insurance Agency, get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham, or call 353-2033.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park in Brenham.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable, customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
Brenham Produce thanks you for voting them the best feed store in Washington County. For all your feed needs, visit the Little Feed Mill in downtown Brenham.
3F Tree Transplanting, the best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com.
Schleider Furniture and Mattress Company in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
And it's a Dawson's IND, and it's Toby Gibson on the return for the Cubs. And he's up to the 21-yard line. And that's where the Cubs will have it first and 10.
That's a very interesting 2-point conversion. Looks like the Cubs had it covered well. Adolphe, who's impressed me so far, the freshman running back for Huntsville, came out of the backfield into the flat. It looked like 21 Quincy Adams or 17 Traylon Kelly had a beat on him, and he split the difference, went right between him and into the end zone.
Yeah, great play by that young man. And so the Cubs take the field now here. They're going to give him to the 22, so first and 10. 8:14 left to go in the third quarter. Bobby takes a step, hand off to Dixon. And Dixon not going to get a whole lot there, maybe a yard.
Yeah, that was tough sledding off the right side, tackled by senior linebacker number 10, Shiloh Jones for Huntsville. Certainly, the Cubs moved the ball in their first possession the second half, but that drive stalled. They settled for the blue Senega field goal, and then Huntsville just marched right down the field to take the lead 21-18.
So now, well, the Cubs trying to answer. And hand off to Jacoby Dixon. He's going to get it out across to the 26-yard line.
Nice play action fake by Jordan Harvey before he stuck it in the belly of Kobe Dixon. Some positive yardage on that one. Should be third down and about six for the Cubs.
4-yard gain.
Still 35 seconds on the play clock as Jordan Harvey looks to his, our sideline for the play. Feels like a big third down here, Doug.
It certainly is. And they put this one in the air. Jump ball is going to be intercepted. That's number four, Braylon Phelps, the senior safety, who threw into coverage. Yet it was two Cubs and two Hornets in that area, and unfortunately, the wrong guys in the green and white came down with it.
Yeah, that's the second time. Jordan Harvey threw a little bit off his back foot there. That's the second time tonight that Huntsville outjumped Brenham. One on offense and one on defense.
Yeah, and so it'll be first and 10 for the Hornets. Ball at the Cub 49-yard line. And Brown the ball carrier. And Caleb Espinosa will bring it down.
Coming from his linebacker position to tackle Trayshawn Brown in the backfield is no small feat. What a great play by Espinosa.
And off goes to Brown once again. And stopped by a Holstein Cub.
Yeah, Cub middle of that Cub defense did a nice job not letting him get any forward momentum. Leading the tackles there was number 55, senior Darius Brown. They did a nice job of standing him up and pushing him back.
Yep. Yeah, so it'll bring up third down and 9.
Huntsville empties the backfield. Adolphi went wide.
Taylor by himself in the shotgun. And he's going to keep it himself. And he bounces forward and picks up the first down to the 40-yard line.
What an
No, he's going to be just short of the first down.
Yeah, they're marking him short by a yard. What an individual effort by that senior quarterback for Huntsville, Austin Taylor. There is a Cub down on the field.
And that was Ludrick Walker Jr.
We also have Caleb Espinosa still sitting on the turf.
And it took him, and now he's back up.
Espinosa had a handful of jersey. Thought he could stop him 4 or 5 yards short, but Austin Taylor kept fighting, kept those legs churning, and managed to get it down to the 40-yard line where it would be fourth down for the Hornets.
Yeah, and so fourth and 1. 5:13 left to play. The Huntsville Hornets leading the Brenham Cubs 21-18 here in the third quarter.
Espinosa is having to sit out this play.
And Taylor keeps it himself, and he's going to pick up the first down to the 32-yard line.
Ran that right up the middle, tackled by number 13, sophomore Ryder Stewart. Right now, starters Espinosa and Walker Jr. are out of the lineup for the Cubs.
And off goes to Adolphe. He's going to be stopped in the backfield.
Stopped by number 11, Doyle Brown, and number 16, Jace Miller. Hit him in the backfield, puts him back. No gain on that play.
as the clock ticking down here in the third quarter. And handoff goes to Brown. He's going to get hit in the backfield and brought down. Bounced off several players, and then finally Ryder Stewart brings him down.
And a great play by number 11, Doyle Brown, slowing that play up and forced him back to the middle where he was met with bad intentions by 13 for the Cubs.
Yeah. As a third down and 14.
The Cubs are going to call timeout here, Doug.
And so with a Cub timeout, we'll take it with them. We'll be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Press.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegeler Toyota, 1515 Highway 290 West and at TeglerToyota.com.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions, changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
Shop where the builders shop. Woodson Lumber Company in Brenham. Brian Caldwell in Lexington.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham. Serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
Reliable Homes of Sealy. For the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
Subway. Freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person. With three Subway locations in Brenham.
And back we go. It's Taylor Sass in complete. And that's going to bring up fourth down.
Great pressure right up the middle by 70 for the Cubs. That sophomore Rodriguez exploded through the line, forced Taylor to throw that before he was ready.
And so that means the Hornets are going to have to punt here. Fourth down and 14.
Good stand by the Cub defense there.
Jabrion Moore back at the 10-yard line.
Note that number zero, Caleb Espinosa, is back in the game.
And this one, he's just going to let it go, and it's going to go out of bounds. They're going to mark it at the 14. And looks like Espinosa is down again.
And I think it's a cramp. I think it's a cramp in his left leg.
And so he's going to be helped off the field, and as the offense comes back up, get him to rest and get him back in there. It'll be first and 10 at the 14-yard line. Cubs trailing by three. Things look good early. Cubs have jumped out to an early 15-0 lead, but since then, the Hornets have outscored them 21-3 the rest of the way. And so now the offense got to find a way to get going again.
Yeah, that's right. That first drive, the nice 41-yard touchdown pass from Jordan Harvey to Cartel Brown.
And the Cubs are going to get called for 12 men on the field. Push them back five more yards. And so now it'll be first and 10 to the 9-yard line. Early with the pass, and it is complete. Zyron Upshaw on the catch. That's going to get him up to the 38-yard line. The 39-yard line will be a Cub first down.
We have another Cub cramping on the 5-yard line.
And that is going to be number 52, Andre Mojica, one of the starting guards.
So Zyron went right up the middle. I'm not sure where he lined up on that play, but he was in the middle of the field quickly, hit in stride by Jordan Harvey. Certainly looked like when he caught it that could go all the way. Nice defensive tackle made by the Hornets to bring Zyron down, but that was an excellent play.
Yeah, it certainly was. Now the training staff coming to check on Mojica. And some concern on the staff there. Him and Nara, the only two returning starters from last year on the Cub offensive line.
He runs off the field, but is limping badly again.
Yeah.
It appeared to me it was when he's down that he grabbed that foot, yeah, trying to stretch out that calf.
McCauley Holingham checks in. And he'll replace Mojica. And off to Kobe Dixon, and Dixon going to get met in the backfield.
Another flag down. And
we got some.
Jordan Harvey believes that's against Huntsville.
We got the pushing and shoving out there as well.
Another official's timeout for a player down. By Texas standards, this is not an overly hot first game of the year, but we seem to be seeing some cramping starting up.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was hotter last week, and we didn't have anybody cramp up in the scrimmage.
Yeah, yeah.
There are two flags on the play. First of all, big man, offense number 9. Personal foul, late hit number 12 in the defense. Depending on offset, you play first down.
Okay, so they called a face mask on Jacoby Dixon, and then called a late hit on Peyton Pryor.
So we're just going to do it again.
Yeah.
That never happened, Doug.
Yeah.
It never happened. We're just going to do it again.
Offset. A 3:01 left to go here in the third quarter. Got the trailing by 3, 21-18. And Cubs doing a little trick play here, and ends up in the hands of Guidry. And all that amounts to no gain.
Yeah, Cartel, Brown was in motion and snapped to Harvey. He handed off to Cartel, who threw it back to Chris Guidry. At one point, he was 7 or 8 yards behind the line of scrimmage, but managed to fight his way back up to make it 2nd and 10. It's a good play by Guidry. That could have been a huge loss.
And so Harvey waiting for the next snap. And back to pass. And incomplete. He was looking for Upshaw and overthrew him.
That pass incomplete.
That was a quick pass out to Zyron Upshaw. He had Cartel Brown down the middle wide open.
And the 3rd down and 10 now for the Cubs. And 2:03 left to go here in the third quarter.
Cubs are sending 3 wide receivers left, and Jacoby stays in the backfield for now.
Timeout
on
the half.
That's a quick timeout there by the Cubs. I believe there were too many Hornets on the right side of the line coming ready to blitz. I think that's a timely timeout for the Cubs.
Yeah, they certainly could use that. And so let's just keep it right here as the Cubs. Don't forget, we've got our school board show coming up after the game tonight.
Cubs are having a little bit a difficult time getting any momentum here on offense right now.
And Holland has jumped out in front of the Burton Panthers. It's now 32-21. At 2:53 left to go in the third quarter. That one being played over at Jeff Stadium today.
Andre Mejia, Doug, is back in the game in his customary position. So the Cubs have their regular offensive line back intact.
There we go. So here we go. It's third down and 10. And pass is complete to Upshaw. He's out across the 40 to the 44. And that won't be enough. Good defense by the Hornets. Now the Cubs will have to punt.
Yeah, I would say I'm with you on that, Doug. I mean, they had trips, and then Hagan Frank came out from his tight end position and had to add as another blocker. So we had four blockers out there, but Huntsville made a good play.
And so now Zone going to pump this one away. Double sack to receive. And Cubs are going down it at the 30-yard line.
That ends up being a 27-yard punt for Landon Zelenka, no return.
And it's a minute 49 left to go in the third quarter.
Caleb Espinoza is in his linebacker position. I don't know if Leger Walker Jr. has come back onto the field.
And Taylor going to get himself bouncing off defenders. He's finally brought down.
Doyle Brown with a hard hit on quarterback Taylor. He's certainly going to feel that one. Espinoza down again.
Yeah. Third time. He just got back in. This is third time now that he's gone down and come up with it.
And he's trying to fight through that pain. But that's been three plays in a row
yeah.
that he's gone down.
And so he'll walk to the sidelines.
He's had an excellent game so far. It'd be tough on the Cubs if he's got to sit out the rest of this game with cramps.
And so, Hornets with second down and 7. Taylor with the ball carrier, and he's out across the 40 to the 44, and he'll run out of bounds. And that'll be a first down for the Hornets.
He's made that quarterback Taylor, senior quarterback for Huntsville, he's made more plays with his leg tonight than he has with his arm. A lot of blockers in front. Long game for the Hornets.
Yeah, so first and 10. Taylor with a handoff to Brown. He's out across the 44 to the 50 to the 45. And brought down to the 44-yard line in Cub territory.
There's a late flag. There's a dead ball flag. The tackle was made by Cartel Brown.
Clock is stopped with a minute 2 left to go in the third. That's trailing 21-18.
After the play is over.
And so that'll tack on a 15-yard penalty, unsportsmanlike conduct against the Huntsville Hornets. Like tonight, Huntsville at times has been their own worst enemy.
Nice. Yeah. And
back to pass going deep. Taylor is... You catch it?
No, it is incomplete. It was a beautiful throw to senior wide receiver Hunter Lorenz. He just dropped it right in the breadbasket.
Yeah. Good coverage on the play there by Quincy Adams.
Yeah, and I believe he had it, and I believe Quincy knocked it out.
And
so fantastic play by Adams.
Second down and 10. And back to Pascal Taylor once again. He's going to tuck it and take off. And brought down.
Good hustle by number 11, Doyle Brown. Yeah. Caught him from behind.
And now we're going to get another flag down.
We got... We have a lot of laundry on the field, Doug.
Yep, the temper's starting to flare now.
You hate to see that quarterback Taylor for Huntsville coming to the sideline without his helmet. He was involved in that play. I really couldn't see who from the Cubs was involved.
Referee's trying to sort it out. Yeah, they're trying to count.
Yeah, they're still trying to calm Taylor down.
Taylor is irate.
He's taking his case directly to the referee. I'm not sure that ever works.
No. They can try and make the case, but...
So offsetting unsportsmanlike conduct penalty.
Yeah.
I didn't hear who it was on Huntsville. It was on Doyle Brown for the Cubs.
Yeah.
I heard him say 88, but I don't have an 88 on my sheet.
Me neither.
Oh, it was 28. Singletary.
20, oh, awesome. Okay.
Yeah. And I think in that fracas, did the quarterback take his helmet off? Because he's still not on the field.
Yeah, so it looks like he's got to come off. Let's see if it's one of those where he has to come off for a play. And so Dolphy, the freshman, comes in.
I don't see Doyle Brown out there for the Cubs.
And so Dolphy won the offense for the Hornets. The snap handoff. And that's Trayshawn Brown, and he's still going right through, and he is going to sail all the way to the end zone for the touchdown.
The Cubs had him for a minute. Brown continued to run hard. The Cubs could not wrap him up, and once he was free that second time, Doug, he took off.
Yeah.
Well, the middle was different for the Cubs. Doyle Brown was out that play. I didn't see Espinoza back out there, and that's where Huntsville ran it, right where those two normally are.
And now on for the extra point try is Kulak. And he will get it. And so, with 29 seconds left to go in the third quarter, Hornets now lead it by a score of 28-18. So, a 10-point lead. And we're just going to keep it right here.
Watching the replay on their Jumbotron, there were two or three times the Cubs had him in their grasp, but you have to give credit to Trayshawn Brown, the junior running back from Huntsville, who continued to run hard all the way to the end zone for Huntsville. While their starting quarterback was sitting on the sideline.
Yeah.
Not that they didn't have athletes out there. Of course, they had Zay Adolphe, who's been running well as their quarterback, and Trayshawn Brown was there and made the Cubs pay.
And Adolphe looks like he may be the heir apparent to Taylor after Taylor graduates this year. And Kulak with a kickoff. And Cubs are going to catch it at the 11-yard line.
It was fielded by Cartel Brown, but Toby Dixon called the fair catch behind him.
Yes.
And we have two Hornets appear to be cramping.
Yep. And so the training staff out to help them to the sidelines. 29 seconds left to work with here in the third quarter.
Is that nine that they're carrying off? Okay.
That is.
No, it's number eight for Huntsville who's cramping.
That's McCormick Corbin, who is the senior linebacker for the team. And so the Cub offense comes back out on the field. And there goes the pitch. That is Cartel Brown out across the 40. And up to the 42, and he picked up the first down for the Cubs.
You had pulling linemen leading Cartel. He made a nice run off the left side. Brings it outside the 40-yard line to the Cub 42, where it'll be first and 10 for Brenham. It's a nice hard run there, Doug, by Cartel.
It certainly was. Cubs got a chance. Are they going to get one more play out? And they're just going to let the quarter run out. And that will be the end of the third quarter with our score, the Huntsville Hornets 28, Brenham Cubs. That was quarter number four after we hear another 60 seconds from the sports grid.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Widner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge. Making your house a home for over 27 years.
Cruzy Village, full-service care-retirement community for the next chapter in your life.
Pizza Hut, they don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions. Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Turn to the experts, Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
And so here we are, the fourth quarter. Cubs have got some ground to make up. They trail at 28-18. Doug Brown and Michael Jones with you here. And going to get a flag down before the snap. It's offside against the Cubs.
Yeah, I think you had Dixon going out into the flat, and then Cartel Brown went in motion, and then he stopped when he saw Jacoby was still moving, but that was too late. They flew the flag, and it'll be first and 15 for the Cubs.
Ball at the 37-yard line. Back to pass to Jordan Harvey. Rolling it up. He's got to get rid of it. And it'll be incomplete.
That's going to be a flag.
And going to have maybe another late hit.
Yeah, Jordan was well outside the pocket, just threw it into the Huntsville bench. Ran two or three more steps and then was hit and dragged down. So I'm sure that's going to be pass a rough.
First and foul. Fourth call of contest on the defense. In addition to the activity from the previous spot, open.
End up calling a horse caller on that.
And so 15 yards. I'd be curious to see what the latest update is on how many penalties Huntsville has tonight, because they're already at 84 yards at halftime, and they've added way added to that here. So now it's into Huntsville territory at the 48-yard line. And end off to Kobe Dixon. This is to the 46, and he's left it down.
Coming into the ball carrier, 2 yards gain on the play. Tackle made by number 9, Jaden Bradford.
Yeah, right up the middle. He's going to gain 2 yards on that second and 8 for the Cubs. Just not much running room there for him.
Hand off to Kobe Dixon, and he will get to the 41-yard line.
A little more room on that play for Jacoby. Again, straight up the middle, brings third and 3 for the Cubs. Is it 2-down territory, Doug?
Don't have to worry about that. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Cubs. Jacoby Dixon, 41 yards to Painters.
What a run by Jacoby. Again, up the middle. Had the Hornets behind him one step the whole way. But he just stayed ahead of them. I don't see any flags finally.
Yeah.
And that is a 41-yard?
41-yard touchdown. Extra point by Sinega.
Is not.
Is no good. And so we're down to 10:37 left to play in the ballgame. Hornets lead at 28-24. Back with the kickoff after we hear 60 seconds from the sports press.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or follow them on Facebook.
Pool Techs, in business since 1982. Pools, spas, chemical supply, and maintenance. 319 South Austin Street.
Dahman & Associates, your local Germania agent for auto, home, business, boat, and life insurance at 310 South Bluebell Road.
Miller Electric and Plumbing, serving the Brenham area since 1952, with electrical and plumbing installations and repairs.
Visit the dentist office that'll make you smile. Brenham Family Dental at 2001 South Market.
Mr. Windshield, here for all your auto glass needs. 2831 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Rhode onions, jalapenos, crispy bacon, adding big flavor to your hometown Whataburger, now with online ordering.
Naylor Floors LLC, experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 20 years. Call 979-289-0436.
And as we come back, a short kick. And that is going to be fielded by number 8, McCourt Norman. And he'll get to the 45-yard line. Be first and 10 for the Hornets.
Yeah, the Cubs tried a short kick right up the middle low, and it took a Sunday hop
for
the Hornets right into Norman's hands.
And it'll be first and 10 for the Hornets. Lead is down to 4. Defensively need to stop here.
That's a big miss. That's the point, making it 4 points to Cubs trail Huntsville by instead of 3.
And now Taylor on the run. He's up to the 50, to the in the Cubs territory, to the 48-yard line where he runs out of bounds.
Forced out of bounds by Christian Prosper and Trey Lee Kelly for the Cubs. Boy, Doug, he just looks like he's hemmed.
Yeah.
And he gets 7 yards.
He just hits those holes and goes. That time we'll put it in the air, incomplete.
The Cubs came up the middle with a linebacker blitz. Doyle Brown back in the game. Put pressure on Taylor. Along with number 13, Ryder Stewart. Didn't even have him time to get out of the pocket. He did get it close enough to a wide receiver. That's not intentional grounding. But a great play by Stewart and Doyle Brown.
And so we're 10-19, about to go in the game. Taylor takes a snap. And that's incomplete. And we're going to get a flag down.
Another helmet came off.
And that's incomplete. Back on the play.
Last time that happened, it was a face mask against the Cubs.
Yep.
Personal foul. Hands
to the base from the 70 of the defense. They get 15 yards early in
the previous spot. Against Joe Rodriguez, and that's a big penalty. Yeah. That was third down. Cubs are playing some good defense.
And now you have first and 10 at the 33-yard line. And Mr. Brown is locked down.
Doyle Brown hit him first, and the tackle, existing on the tackle, number 91, Shane Escamilla for the Cubs. First time we've called his name tonight.
Yeah.
Nice short game for Brown.
Singletary in motion. And off goes the Dolphin. He's got some running room out across the 20, 15, 10, 5, and he's into the end zone for the Huntsville touchdown.
Well, I certainly am impressed with that freshman, Doug.
His speed is just incredible.
Cubs looked like they had the angle. Still would have been a long game, but would have been a touchdown. But he just blew by the Cubs and into the end zone.
So that'll make it 34-24 with the extra point try to come. The point is up. Good. And so with 9:15 left to go in the game, it is 135, Cubs 24. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sponsors.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's Family Fun Park. Mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat.
T3 in Brenham. Complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Daryl Meyer.
specializing in retirement and investment planning, call to optimize your financial future. 836-9311.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Focus Care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Bank with Bob. Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank. Local, friendly, mobile.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication, where your truck and trailer's care and service are their top priority. 216 Happy Hollow Road.
Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham. Voted Best Pizza and Wings, located on Highway 290 next to Flamingo Ranch.
And back we go, and here's the kickoff. And it's going to be fielded at the 15-yard line.
Fair catch, again called by the Cubs, Cartel Brown.
And so that's where the Cubs offense will take over. We're in they popped a flag on the scoreboard, but I don't see one down anywhere.
I didn't either. He's getting ready to call something.
Five guys to be added to
the. They called offsides on the kickoff, so the, instead of starting at the 25, the Cubs will get to start at the 30.
Yeah.
Certainly, the Cubs need to answer that touchdown, Doug.
Yeah,
we're down to 9:14.
Yeah, they need to get points on the board.
Down a touchdown, a two-point conversion, and a field goal. Cubs certainly have to answer the bell here.
Cubs rolling this one 35-24. Pass is complete for the first down.
With his first catch on the night, senior Jayron Powell, number 12, with a nice draw that he ran. Good throw by Harvey, rolling out to his right. Good enough for the first down.
It's the ball at the 40-yard line, 10-yard pickup.
Gidry and Cartel coming out to our side. Tight formation for the Cubs. I had Cartel with that carry, Doug, on coming from the wide receiver position on a jet sweep, gaining 7 yards.
Yeah, and ball at the 46-yard line now. Cubs trying to take it down the field here. Harvey looking for an open man, puts it in the air, and he's just going to throw this one to the sideline.
Closest come to that was number 18, Trey Bowers. He was still inside the hash marks, inside the tackle, so that could have been.
Now the receiver downfield,
15
of the offense.
It's going to
be a 5-yard
penalty. And so an ineligible man downfield penalty call against the Cubs. That'll push him back 5 yards. Yeah, we'll replay this time. We'll be 2nd and 9. With 8:24 left to play. And that was going to be a play action pass complete. Was that one up, John? He's close to that first down marker. Knocked out of bounds at the 47-yard line.
Excellent play by Zyron. That was a wide receiver screen. He cut back inside. And it brings up 3rd down and 3.
The 2 can't stop the 3rd. Aim on the play for the
not quite enough for the first down, but that was a well-run play.
On the third down, three. Yeah, Jacoby Dixon, the carrier, is going to be short about a yard.
What a heads-up play by Jacoby. The ball just missed Jordan Harvey completely.
Yep.
And took a friendly hop for the Cubs right into Jacoby's arms, and he just ran the play forward.
And now this time, Huntsville is going to want to take a timeout. And we'll take another meet back into here.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 10:30 and Wednesdays at 6:15. And remember, let your light shine.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your needs.
Find the right insurance rate for you and your loved ones with Washington County Insurance, where everyone is treated like family, friends, and neighbors. 979-251-7771.
DDM Pipe and Steel, from angle iron to flat plate to steel roofs. Everything you need for your next metal project.
Say goodbye to blurry vision with some help from Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO, located in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center.
Woodman Life, for life insurance and financial security for your family. Call Amanda Coring and Russell Coring.
Discover freshness at Brenham Quality Meat Market. Fresh meats hand-cut just for you. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Thielman Construction and Sturgeon Thielman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
For clean and affordable toilets, call K&H Portable Toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
Enjoy life off-road with new or pre-owned power sports vehicles from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Parts and services available.
All right, back we go here. We're in the fourth quarter, and the Brenham Cubs trailing the Huntsville Hornets 35-24. Got 7:52 left to play. And this one's to Jacoby Dixon. He's out across the 40, the 30, 25, 20, and he is going to be stopped inside the 10-yard line. A big run there again by Jacoby Dixon.
Another close run off the left side by Jacoby. Good to see him still running hard. Takes it all the way down to the 5-yard line. That's a big play, Doug.
The Cubs needed that. They'll be first and goal. And Dixon on the Wildcat. And play is blown dead. And coming in Montanelli is a false start against the Cubs on Nahara.
Who's the center, right?
Yes. Got to push it back to the 10-yard line. And this time the jump shot on the Wildcat. He's going to take it himself. Across the 5, and down to about the 2-yard line. Well, they're going to say the 3-yard line is where we're out of bounds.
Good explosive run by 14, Zyron Upshaw. And the lead blocker on that was Caleb Espinoza back in the game.
Yeah.
He's right up there behind the center.
And this time Jacoby Dixon going to take it. And fighting his way down to the 2.
Another play run from the Wildcat formation.
This will be third down and 1 from the goal line.
They take Jacoby out. They bring in Zyron Upshaw. There he is
around the end into the end zone. Touchdown. Zyron Upshaw from 1 yard out.
Heck of a run. Zyron there, just in 2 yards, but made a couple nice moves to get into the end zone.
And now let's see if Coach will try to go for two here to cut it to a three-point game.
They do bring Jordan Harvey back in the game. Leave Zyron Upshaw in the game. Still 17 seconds on the play clock. Jordan's going to take a snap here, Doug?
Yes. He's going to dump it off to Upshaw, and he's in for the two-point conversion. And we're down to a three-point game. Huntsville 35, Cubs 32 with 6:59 left. And we'll be back with a kickoff as we hear 60 seconds of the sports press.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through quality professional engineering.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center for savings on all your favorite brands.
Explore Hyundai of Brenham's new electric vehicles. Eco-friendly, cutting edge, and ready for a test drive. Highway 290 West.
Seidel Schrader, 2707 South Market, providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Foskey's Jewelry at 210 East Main Street in downtown Brenham, proudly serving customers for over 80 years.
Brenham Collision Center, located at 810 West Main, offering repairs, insurance assistance, and 24/7 towing services just for you.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Don's Appliance Services. Fast, courteous service on your appliances. A local business serving local people.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navari, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street.
As we come back, and this time, Senega's going to boot it out of the back of the end zone, and so it'll be a touchback for the Hornets. And they'll take it at the 25, but what about that great drive here, Michael, by the Cubs?
Yeah, they needed to answer the bell. They did. They came back and drove the length of the field. And how about that two-point conversion? I mean, Jordan Harvey, I thought he was going to run it.
Yeah.
And the Hornets closed on him a little bit, and he pulls up and finds Zyron Upshaw, who's coming alive here late.
Absolutely. And so Huntsville, man, will try to answer the Cubs' score. And off goes to Brown. Breaks a couple of tackles and now brought down, run out of bounds by Damian Moore.
Yeah, that was Brown who's leading Huntsville in rushing, as we would expect tonight, with a nice hard run. But it looked like it'd go for a lot more. The Cubs did a good job of getting him out for only a 7-yard gain. Just like Huntsville told us they would do before the game, they're taking him off the field and bringing on the freshman.
And Adolphe has had a big night in the backfield with Taylor. And off is to Adolphe. And Cubs are right there to greet him and bring him down for a loss on the play.
Joe Rodriguez in on that stop.
And so a loss of one, only a 33 now for Huntsville.
I think we also had 55 Darius Brown in on that tackle. Huntsville goes empty backfield for 3rd and 3.
Oh, yeah, no. We're going to get a whistle.
Looks like the Cubs went off the quarterback bark instead of the snap.
Yeah.
It should be enough to give Huntsville a first down if it is indeed against the Cubs.
Offside. Defense from the field. Yeah. In contact. It'll be a 5-yard penalty.
It's going to be a Espinoza.
Well, a good play by Taylor to draw the Cubs offside on 3rd and 3. Certainly would have liked to stop them on 3rd down there, Doug, and force them to punt.
game clock. He said the play clock is 25.
And so, Taylor with Adolphe in the backfield. Singletary in motion. And off is to Adolphe. And he's going to be brought down for a minimal gain.
I believe number three, Jadrion Moore, with that tackle. You notice now, Doug, the Cubs are completely sold on the run now. They've got all 11 men within just a few yards of the line of scrimmage.
Yeah,
allowing Jadrion to make that tackle.
Yeah, they're just staying right up there up front, loading the box. And Taylor looking to the sideline for the next play.
He emptied the backfield. That does move the defensive back for the Cubs.
And he'll take the snap out across the 40. Up to about the 43 is where he's locked in.
Tackle made again by 55 and 70, Darius Brown and Joe Rodriguez for the Cubs. They'll go off the field along with 99 Cole Whitfield and bring in some fresh Cubs for this very important third down, Doug.
Third down and four. Got 4:55 left to play. Cubs could use a stop here. What Coach Carroll calls up here. And it's going to be Taylor breaking free. And he's out across the 40.
Come on
the play. And the Cubs have the ball. That's number 21, Quincy Adams, on the recovery.
I'm not 100% sure he was hit or if he just dropped it.
I couldn't tell, but we'll take it either way.
We'll take it. It is cup ball. Quincy Jones, just like in the scrimmage, involved in a big hit and scoop, bounced right up into his hands, and he had a nice return.
And then a flag down on the, after the play.
It's on the Huntsville sideline.
After the interception, there was a unfortunate conduct, 0.
That'll be on Caleb Espinoza. And that was the first game, but I imagine both Coach Youngs and Coach Southern have got to be frustrated with the number of penalties here tonight. Moving all the way back to the 30-yard line.
That is a costly penalty. Another dead ball, unsportsmanlike. There's been a lot of 15-yard penalties tonight. I know it's Huntsville. I know we played them 52 times.
Yeah.
But that's a big penalty. Let's see if we can drive the ball down the field like we did last time. We still have 4:27. We have plenty of time.
Yeah. And now just got to make the plays. Harvey back to pass. And it is going to be caught. Zyron Upshaw. And he's going to pick up the first down into Hornet territory. To the 48-yard line.
Certainly seems like our best pass plays this game have been right up the middle. Zyron Upshaw coming from the tight end position for that.
Harvey back to pass. And that's incomplete. He's looking for Jacoby Dixon. He's second down and 10. Clock stops at 4:10 left to play. Cup trailing by three. It's 35-32 Huntsville.
Plenty of time. The Cubs don't have to throw the ball. They can run it also.
And Jordan Harvey going to take off. And he is down to the 43-yard line.
He
He dropped back to pass, didn't see anybody open, and tucked and run straight up the middle for a nice game. Manageable 35 here for the Cubs. Team seconds left on the play clock.
That is to Jacoby Dixon.
I think they're going to bring him just a half yard short. I think it's going to be fourth down.
He was hit early, stumbled forward, fought his way.
So here we go, Doug.
Fourth down and less than a yard.
Here we go.
This could decide the game here. 3 minutes to go.
Looks like the Cubs are bringing in a lot of big bodies. Looks like they're bringing Jumbo. Espinosa's in there.
They're sitting on the Wildcat. And he's going to keep it. And he's not going to get it.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. And back the other way. Down the line. 20 to the 15 to the 10. And he's run out of bounds at the 6-yard. What a recovery there by Jacoby Dixon. Looks like Huntsville had him dead to rights, and he was able to spin out and go down the line.
He was stuffed at the line of scrimmage. He spun out to the right, sprinted down the sidelines, and took it all the way down.
You know, spun him at the 6-yard line. It'll be first and goal Cubs at the 6-yard line.
2:38, Doug. Plenty of time.
Up to out of the Wildcat this
go,
time.
Go!
And up
go!
Into the end zone! Touchdown, Cubs!
Zyron Upshaw has had a fourth quarter for the ages. Dixon with two long runs. Everything else has been Zyron Upshaw.
And that puts the Cubs back out in front, 38-35 with the extra point try. We're going to have some tough choices to make for our players of the game after the broadcast. Loose an egg on for the extra point.
They blew this dead before.
And
I think that's not going to count. They blew it dead before.
And Huntsville's got like three guys down cramping up.
So at 38-35 here with 2:32 left, Doug,
yeah.
Even if it's an offside against Huntsville, I imagine we're kicking. We want that one point.
Absolutely. Make them have to drive the field. Now, there is a flag down, but they also have some injured players down for the Hornets.
Let's go back to that play by Jacoby Dixon on fourth and half a yard. That jumbo package, all the big guys in for Brenham.
Yeah.
He hits right in the middle of the line, and there's nothing there.
Yeah.
Nothing. And he just spins out. I'm actually a little surprised that there were enough defensive players there to stop him from scoring a touchdown. But then it came right back to Zyron Upshaw.
Yeah. And Zyron got the go-ahead touchdown for the Cubs. And now the big thing will be the defense. Can they hold them for 2 minutes and 32 seconds?
That's an excellent point. Now, Huntsville has been able to run the ball. We haven't seen Taylor have to pass it much in the second half.
Yeah,
I'm hard pressed. I'm checking the memory bank, and I just don't even remember one of any significance here in the second half. They've just been able to run the ball with such consistency. Now, is 2:32 and two timeouts for Huntsville enough time to run it down? It might be.
Yeah.
But at some point, they got to put it in the air.
Yeah. And don't forget, coming up during the post-game show, Mike Orland will be naming our players of the game as well as our play of the game.
So that did back the Cubs up to the 10-yard line. or the, excuse me, the 8-yard line. Ball was spotted at the 15, makes it a 25-yard extra point.
He did have one partially blocked earlier. And this one kick is up. And it's good. And so with that extra point, that makes it 39-35. Cut to the 4-point lead. 2:32 left, and we'll be back with the kickoff as we hear 60 seconds of the sports grid.
Citizens State Bank, where our hometown is your hometown. Local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Uniques, 706 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody, somebody at the Toy Box.
Automotive Detail Services, the premier detailer in Brenham, Washington, and surrounding counties. 318 South Austin, right by Santa Fe.
Thrive at Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Penny Molly, Barney Lesh, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
Awards and More, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Get your car squeaky clean inside and out. Squeaky Clean Express Car Wash, located at 1604 Highway 105 in Brenham. If it don't squeak, it ain't clean.
For quality health care in the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates, running metal building panels, and trim and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today. 281-888-1464.
And the kickoff will sail out of the back of the end zone. And so it'll be a touchback. And Huntsville will have his first 10 at the 25-yard line. And
Venega has made sure those last two kickoffs have gone out of the end zone. The little man with the big legs.
Yeah. And Taylor at quarterback. And he goes back to pass. And he's going to let it fly. It is incomplete.
I know Jabrion Moore thought he had his first interception of the year on that. Just this time, that jump a little bit. Taylor had to throw into double coverage. We had Cartel Brown back there with number three, the senior in that defensive backfield, Jabrion Moore, with a great play.
Yeah, Sevian Conte was the intended receiver there.
Those incomplete passes do not take much off the clock, though, do they, Doug?
No, they don't. That time, only 7 seconds. So 2:25 left. Taylor's going to run this time. And he's got some open room. And he's going to get it up to the 44-yard line. A big game there for Taylor.
I don't think that was an intentional run. He did drop back to pass. Didn't see anything, and then quickly used his feet to get a long game.
And the Cubs might have called a timeout there.
I think it's an official timeout.
Okay.
We have another another player with cramping.
Oh, okay, I missed that. Okay.
Here he has Singletary coming off on the sideline there, Doug. I know two teams that are going to be hydrating in practice next week.
Yeah. And Taylor rolls out. He's going to air it out.
Is it intercepted?
He's got it.
Gabriel!
He did it. Interception at the 18-yard line. Jabrion Moore may have just sealed the deal on the ball game.
Well, there's redemption there for Mr. Moore. Number 20, Josh Stanley managed to get behind the defense, but some pressure on quarterback Austin Taylor caused him to throw it short, allowed Jabrion to get back to number 20, Josh Stanley, and that time he high-pointed it.
Yeah.
And brought down the ball for a wonderful interception. We may not see an interception that night.
Yeah.
All year. Nothing away to take away from Mr. Siebers.
Yeah.
Tip to himself in the first half.
Yeah, that was a huge play. And also a game-saving play there, because if he makes that completion, he's in the end zone.
Again, it's 39-35, Cubs over the Hornets right now, a minute 56 left. Huntsville has two timeouts. Of course, the starters are still all in for the Cubs. Jacoby Dixon in the backfield. Now it's timeout, Brenham. I think Brenham called that timeout, though.
Yeah, so timeout taken by the Cubs. And we'll take it with them, Bill. This time, let's just hear 30 seconds from the fourth thread.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
If you need foundation repair, trust the experts at Keystone Foundation Repair. Quality at an affordable price. Call 281-658-7000 today for a free estimate.
Call Amy Moore, an eXp Realtor, at 979-203-3563. She'll make your dreams come true.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
For a sweet job on your residential and commercial plumbing needs, call Plum Level, techs you can trust to be on the level.
And back we go. And now the Wildcat, Jacoby Dixon, he's going to be hit for a loss of yardage. Back to the 15-yard line. Cubs now going to Cubs leading here 39-35. We've got a minute 40 left to go in the game.
Huntsville expecting Brenham to run the ball, had all 11 people right at the line of scrimmage. Tackle actually made coming from the outside, not up through the middle.
Yeah. Cubs now just trying to run as much of the clock down as possible. Gets it out of the backfield. And he's got across the 15, across the 20, to the 21.
What a smart play by Jacoby Dixon as he got around to the outside and saw he couldn't take it all the way downfield. He did not run out of bounds, Doug. He went down.
Yep.
Forces Huntsville to call timeout.
Yep. And we'll keep it right here.
So that'll be third down and 8.
Yep.
A minute 5 on the clock. Score 39-35 for the Cubs. I imagine on 3rd and 8, Doug,
Yeah. You're
going to run the ball one more time, force them to take their last time out, even if you don't get the first down.
Yeah, and then punt it away.
Because a pass play here would shock the world.
Yeah. Well, the Cubs could somehow get a first down on this play. That would pretty much seal the deal.
That would certainly end the ball game. This young offensive line has grown up a lot tonight.
Yeah.
Started 2 sophomores, 2 juniors, and 1 senior, I believe.
That is correct. So here we go. And now Zyron Upshaw out of the... was at a huge second half for the Cubs out of shotgun. And he is going to be stopped and up to the 22.
Clock runs to under a minute.
And they'll call their final timeout. They'll stop the clock with 57 seconds left.
Ball's at the 22-yard line as the Cubs punt it away.
Yeah. They're only going to nail it as much as he can. There's been a seesaw game back and forth. Cubs with 3 touchdowns here in the fourth quarter to take the lead.
Not much wind. If any wind, it's going to be at Lincoln's back, but I don't think that's more than a 3 to 5 mile an hour wind. Huntsville sending back senior Braylon Self, standing on his 40.
And the field is there, caught at the 42-yard line.
Excellent punt under some pressure by Landon Zelenka. He did a good job getting that away. Had a nice high punt. No return.
Hanson, that'll be Hornet ball with 51 seconds left to go in the game. Both teams are out of timeout.
What a ball game this has been, Doug. This is exciting.
Yeah.
Need one more stop by the Cub defense.
Taylor out of the shotgun. Two receivers each side.
Cubs are rushing three.
And looking to get
Caleb chasing him down.
And he's going to run out of bounds at the 50. Second down, as that one got it down to 44 seconds left.
Good play by the secondary of the Cubs.
Yeah, here's where that coverage. He was looking and just could not find a man open. He had to tuck it and run.
He certainly spent some time back there looking for a receiver, decided to run, gained 6 yards. Forced out of bounds by Caleb Espinoza, who has been all over the field tonight.
And now that one pass complete. And he's going to be just short of the first down. That was to Trishon Brown.
Cartel Brown wrapped up his ankle, 3rd and 1.
Yeah, we're going to get a whistle. As we're down to 23 seconds left.
Cartes did a great job holding on to Brown's ankle, assisted on the tackle by number 6, Tylon Powell.
It's 4th and 1 here. And back to pass.
He's throwing it.
Incomplete. That is it. That is the ball game. Oh, we got flags down.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Just what we did not need. Clock is stopped with 18 seconds left.
That penalty is against Huntsville, Doug.
Yep. So all the Cubs just have to do is come out here and go into the best formation in all of football.
The victory formation, as it were.
Yep.
So let's go back to that 4th down play. A strong throw from quarterback Taylor down the middle, but Quincy Adams, who's had a good game, Doug, he jumped the route and knocked that ball down.
Yep.
I think he would have liked the interception, but I'm glad that he just knocked it down.
So the Cubs, both teams out of timeout, should just have to take a knee, and that'll wrap up the game.
And that's it.
That will do it. And your final score here, Cubs win it 39-35. They get the W here in game number 1 of the season. And that will send us down to the postgame show in tonight's broadcast. The Brenham Cub football made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. We'll be back for the postgame at weird 90 seconds from the Brenham Sports Friends.
Herman Electric LLC, serving the area with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Las Americas, serving authentic flavors of Central and South America.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, an old-fashioned toy store filled from floor to ceiling with hard-to-find classic toys and books.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealership supporting the local community since 1962.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream, with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
J&A Roofing, experts in every aspect of roofing, from new construction to green energy-efficient solutions.
Wellman Insurance, service that only a local agency can provide. Comprehensive coverage and competitive pricing. Neighbors serving neighbors.
Felder's Buy and Buy. For groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas, 2111 South Market in Brenham.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken in all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium. When you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
Tonight's postgame show is made possible by Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creameries, John Breeden with State Farm Insurance, A Freedom Bail Bonds, Wingstop in Brenham, Blake Sander with Apple Ford, Nathan's Barbecue, Collier Construction Company, Bilski Waterwell Services, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architecture, Cruzy Village, Hyundai of Brenham, Woodson Lumber Company, Tegular Toyota, Blue Mata Petroleum, Wellman Insurance Company, Kendra Tile, Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, J&J Roofing, Mattress Guys, Christy Schlottman with Farmers Insurance Agency, HEB in Brenham, BVR Materials, Memorials Oak Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, Brenham National Bank, WC Tractor, and Blinn College.
Get back here to Huntsville ISD Stadium. Brenham County's beating Huntsville Hornets 39-35 in game number one of the season. And we'll tell you all about it here on the postgame. But first, let's send you back to the studio and let's hear from our sponsors.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, melty cheese, I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger, just like you like it.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days of being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavor since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with the winning flavor for everyone. Bluebell proudly supports the Brenham Cubs. Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Brookshire Brothers stores and at all Arland stores.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC. For 60 years, this community has put their trust in our dealership, and we're here to say that our commitment to our customers is just as strong today as it was when we first opened. Our inventory continues to grow, and our staff is ready to serve with that great customer service you've come to know. Our service and body shop experts are also ready to assist with whatever your vehicle needs may be. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962. Located on Highway 290 West in Brenham.
All right, as we come back here, a great night here for the Brenham Cubs. Doug Brown and Michael Groves with you, welcoming you to the postgame show. Cubs win at 39-35. And we thought last year's game was a wild one. I think we may have topped it this year.
I think we did. 39-36, a loss last year here as they opened this beautiful stadium. So after two games on this field, it's 75-74 Cubs.
Yeah,
that's a victory.
Yeah. Cubs struggled a little bit. They got off to a good start, struggled a little bit in the middle, but then what a great fourth quarter that they had.
Yeah, what resilience. Doug, the momentum was gone when, you know, Caleb Espinoza went down. When Liedrich went down and never returned from the game. It certainly felt to me like the momentum was all in Huntsville's favor. But we get a defensive stop. Jacoby knocks out a long run down that far sideline down to the 5-yard line. And then let's talk about Zyrod Upshaw and the spark he put in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, he certainly did. Came on, had some great catches and had some great runs as well. And, just really the junior showing off multifaceted, and he's going to be one to watch this season.
Yeah, just four rushes for 15 yards, but two of them went for touchdowns. He had the two-point conversion and five receptions for 66 yards. He had a heck of a game.
He certainly did, and we'll get more into the stats when we come back. But first, let's get back to the studios, and let's hear some more from our sponsors.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn College football teams. And thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says go, play, win.
Hey everybody, it's Blake Sander here at Apple Ford. Have you looked for a new vehicle lately? Or even a pre-owned vehicle? There are great deals almost everywhere. But does a great deal result in better service? Absolutely not. You probably don't feel the welcoming atmosphere or the relaxed environment. If you're looking for that experience, look no further. That's what you'll get when you contact me. I'll do all I can to make sure you have the most pleasant experience purchasing your next dream vehicle. Call me at 979-203-9098. Let me go to work for you. And always remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
From kickoff to fourth quarter, Christy Schlotman, your local Farmers Insurance agent, is here to make sure you're protected, both on and off the field. Just like a strong defense, Christy's got your back when it comes to insurance. So when life throws unexpected challenges your way, Farmers Insurance will tackle them with confidence. Christy Schlotman, your local agent with Farmers Insurance, invites you to stop by 201 North Park Street in downtown Brenham and come out and cheer on the Brenham Cubs this season.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woods & Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woods & Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
All right, as we come back here, And Cubs win at 39-35. And Michael wants to give us a rundown on the final stats for the game.
Yeah, so we'll start with Huntsville. They had 302 yards rushing and 83 yards passing for a total of 385 yards. Brown had 20 rushes for 130 yards and three touchdowns. And again, I was impressed with their quarterback. He had 17 rushes for 106 yards. For the Cubs, Cubs had 243 yards rushing on 34 carries. Jacoby Dixon picked up where he left off last year, 22 rushes, 193 yards for two touchdowns. Cartel Brown, four rushes for 23 yards. Jordan Harvey, four rushes for 12 yards. We talked before the break, Zyron Upshaw, only four carries, 15 yards, but two of them were for touchdowns. Passing, Harvey had a nice game. He was 13 for 19. 181 yards with the one touchdown, the 41-yarder to Cartel Brown. He did have two interceptions. And then receiving, Guidry, three receptions for 35. Zyron, five for 66. And they all seemed to be big catches, didn't they, Doug?
Oh, they certainly did.
Yeah. And then Cartel Brown had two receptions for 71 yards. Cubs had 16 penalties. And Huntsville had 12 for over 100, I think 145 yards or something like that. So, something, you know, it's the first game, but that's way too many penalties on both sides.
Yeah, that's stuff that'll turn the coach's hair gray early.
Yeah, and seven of Huntsville's penalties were for 15 yards. So that really slowed them down tonight.
Yeah.
So the Cubs did outgain them, 424 total yards to Huntsville's 385. That's almost tied, though. I mean, four. But both offenses moved the ball. They both ran the ball well. And Jordan Harvey threw the ball when he needed to throw it.
Yep. And so all in all, a great night for the Cubs. And we're going to take another break. When we come back, we will spin the highlights after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing from new conventional to green, energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers this football season.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call A-Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call A-Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. A-Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. A-Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for A-Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at WellmanInsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Why is football special? You get to represent your hometown. When you are playing, success is measured in wins and losses, but when you're done playing, success is measured in relationships built. Here at Citizens State Bank, we pride ourselves on being team players, measuring our success on relationships we maintain. At CSB, we're always the home team, because our hometown is your hometown too. Be sure to come out to support our Brenham Cubs. Citizens State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC.
The highlights from this one, and the Cubs got on the board in the early going in the first quarter with 9:28 left. It was Jordan Harvey finding Cartel Brown on this 41-yard touchdown pass. And this time Jacoby Dixon going out as a receiver on this play. And Harvey takes it himself and then puts it in the air. That's going to be caught! Into the end zone, and that's a Cubs touchdown.
That's number 8, Cartel Brown.
He certainly did.
With a 41-yard touchdown quarterback Jordan Harvey took the snap from an empty backfield, faked like he was going to run it, stepped back, and by that time the defensive backs had hit, and Cartel Brown was wide open. Harvey hit him in stride for a 41-yard touchdown.
Yeah, you can't script it any better than that. Now Blutenega on for the extra point. And by the way, Jason Jasser, there's your free rack of ribs there. Extra point is good. And so 9:28 left to go here in the first quarter. Cubs lead it 7-0.
Jasser only wins one rack of ribs, though, right?
Yeah, only one. Then we have just a minute and 28 seconds later, Cubs got the ball back. First of all, it was a great tip pass by
Mason Tieber.
And that set up this three-yard run by Jacoby Dixon. And so now Jordan Harvey with Jacoby Dixon in the backfield. And handoff is to Jacoby. Cuts it back, and he's into the end zone for the touchdown.
What a move by Jacoby Dixon to make that first man miss. A little stutter step. Then he cut to his right and waltzed into the end zone. But that guy thought he had Jacoby dead to rights, Doug.
Yeah. And great job by the O-line there. Open up that big hole for him as well. And then Huntsville would come back with a couple of scores in the second quarter, and it was 15-13 at the half. Brenham would take an 18-13 lead on this 30-yard field goal from Blusenega. And kick is up. And it's good. And so a 30-yard field goal led by Senega, and the Cubs increase their lead down to 18-13 with 10:24 left to go in the third quarter. And then it would be Huntsville taking the lead themselves on a couple of touchdowns. And we go into the fourth quarter, but the Cubs would bounce back on this 41-yard touchdown run by Jacoby Dixon. And off Jacoby Dixon. And he will get to the 41-yard line.
A little more room on that play for Jacoby. Again, straight up the middle from third and three for the Cubs. Is it two down territory, Doug? We don't have to worry about that.
Into the end zone. Touchdown, Cubs. Jacoby Dixon, 41 yards to Painter.
What a run by Jacoby. Again, up the middle. Had the Hornets behind him.
And then we would get toward the end there, and with Huntsville in the lead, Cubs would get to within three as on this touchdown run by Zyron Upshaw.
There he is.
Around the end, into the end zone, touchdown! Zyron Upshaw from 1 yard out.
Heck of a run by Zyron there, just in 2 yards, but made a couple nice moves.
And then it would be Upshaw again, and this time it would turn out to be the game winner, and this one from 6 yards out. It would be first and goal Cubs at the 6-yard line.
2:38, Doug. Plenty of time.
Upshaw out of the Wildcat this
go,
time.
Go!
And
go!
Into the end zone! Touchdown, Cubs!
Zyron Upshaw has had a fourth quarter for the ages. Dixon with two long runs. Everything else has been Zyron Upshaw.
And that puts the Cubs back out in front, 38-35 with the extra point try. And they would make that extra point, and your final score, 39-35. And we're going to take another break. When we come back, Michael and I will select the Whataburger What a Play of the Game. And we'll do that after we hear these words from our sponsors.
These tractors are the benchmark of real utility. New Holland Workmaster, Series 55, 65, and 75 tractors from WC Tractor in Brenham bring together high utility and lower ownership costs to maximize your productivity. With up to 75 horsepower, a power shuttle, and less maintenance and downtime, you'll get more done faster. Add in an all-weather cab with seating for two, and you got a tractor that delivers real value. See a Workmaster utility tractor today at WC Tractor in Brenham.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in supporting the Cubs during this year's football season.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas-grown and customer-owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Techron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Techron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Techron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North. 979-836-2531.
Need your PC repaired but hate to tear it down and haul it to the computer store? Those days are gone. If you call Computer Helpers, they offer remote repair services to fix all kinds of software issues. All you need is an internet connection, and Computer Helpers can log in and remotely fix and repair your Mac or PC. Just call the nerds at Computer Helpers at 979-836-6098. The Nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham.
And as we come back here, time for our Whataburger Wanna Play of the Game. And it's brought to you by Whataburger, home of the breakfast burger and the honey butter chicken biscuit. Family owned and operated since 1950. With online ordering now available, visit Whataburger in Brenham at 2801 Highway 36 South, open 24/7. And, Michael, we had a lot of choices here tonight as to plays of the game. Because, I mean, offensively and defensively, a lot of great stuff out on the field tonight.
Yeah, a couple interceptions. Jabrion's interception to seal the game was huge. A lot of big runs. Zyron Upshaw with two touchdowns and the two-point conversions. So there's a lot of choices.
But we're going to go with Mr. Jacoby Dixon, who had probably the game-saving play. Looked like he got hit in the backfield and spun away. And was able to get it all the way inside the 10-yard line and set up that touchdown for the Cubs.
Yeah, that was huge. That was probably the ball game if he doesn't get that first down there. It looked like he was stopped. We both thought he was stopped, and he managed to come bounce to the outside. A massive play from a massive player.
Yeah, it certainly is, and we're glad he's on our side. And that is the Whataburger play of the game. Talk to you about Whataburger, Juicy Burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Adding big flavor to your hometown with online ordering available. Whataburger, Brenham, perfect all hours of the day, 24/7. And that's 2801 Highway 36 South. And when we come back, we'll name our players of the game after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Wingstop in Brenham is the ultimate destination to cure your chicken cravings. Now carrying their brand new chicken sandwich in not one, not two, but 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors of the new perfectly cooked crispy chicken sandwich, topped with pickles and laid on a butter bun. Make your sandwich a combo deal with fries, a drink, and a dip for only $8.49. Place your order for the new chicken sandwich online at wingstop.com or visit them at 2642 Highway 36 South. South in Brenham. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Cruzy Village's staff and residents would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Bucks luck during this year's season. Cruzy Village's charming independent living cottages, set amongst shady tree-lined streets, are unmatched. The award-winning facility is Brenham's only full-service continuum care retirement community, offering independent living, assisted living, memory care, rehabilitation, and long-term skilled nursing. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit cruzyvillage.com. That's cruzyvillage.com. Cruzy Village, a community for the next chapter in your life's story.
Need to open a checking or savings account but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
This year marks a milestone for Memorial Oaks Chapel, your trusted funeral home in the heart of your community. For 50 years, they've been honored to stand by your side and serve your families, providing comfort, compassion, and care during life's most challenging moments. It's been an incredible journey, and they couldn't have done it without your support. To all their neighbors, friends, families, and cherished community who've entrusted them with your loved ones, they extend their heartfelt, deepest gratitude. Memorial Oaks Chapel, proudly serving families for 50 years and counting.
All right, as we come back here, it's time now to name our John Breeden Defensive Outstanding Player of the Game and Offensive Outstanding Players of the Game. And offense, I have some good candidates here tonight, but we got to go with the guy who had the biggest night statistically here, and that is Jacoby Dixon.
Yeah, he had 22 rushes for 193 yards and two touchdowns. A lot of good offensive performances, but you can't overlook that.
Yeah, and then also on our defensive outstanding player of the game, and had a lot of good candidates there. Caleb Espinosa had a good game. Doyle Brown, a good game. But we're going to go with the guy that made the game-saving interception, Mr. Jabrion Moore.
Yeah, that was he had a couple opportunities. He had the big one when it counted right there at the end to seal the victory for the Cubs. And of course, he's a senior in that backfield. He's holding that backfield down. But that interception was huge to seal a victory in this hard fought game.
It certainly was. In our offensive and defensive outstanding players of the game, brought to you by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm Agent John Breeden, 2006 South Day Street in Brenham, for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. It's insurance you can trust. Back with a final wrap-up after we hear one more time from our sponsors.
Finding the right insurance agent can be tricky. You want someone who will give you good service at a good price and someone you can trust. John Breeden, your local State Farm insurance agent, is the someone you're looking for. John Breeden can get you the coverage you need with car, home, health, and life insurance from State Farm Insurance, and all at a price you can live with. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's insurance you can trust.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham, a proud supporter of Cub football. We look forward to seeing the Cubs light up the scoreboard this fall. And you, too, can rack up points with Bank of Brenham's Scorecard Rewards Program. Earn points with every qualified debit card transaction that can be redeemed for future purchases. So whether you swipe left or swipe right, it's always a winning play. Bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. 836-3332 or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC.
Taylor Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Brenham football. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities. It's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cubs football team in their 2024 season.
Are you hungry? You want that favorite Subway sandwich that makes your mouth water? Then what are you waiting for? You can call it in. You can order in the app, or you can order it online, or simply pick them up on the way to the game. But there's no reason at all to deny yourself that mouth-watering chicken bacon ranch or meatball sub. So tonight, while listening to the game, eat fresh, eat healthy, eat Subway. With three locations in Brenham, on South Market Street, on Highway 105, and inside Walmart Supercenter.
Come back here once again. Your final score: Cubs win it 39-35 over the Huntsville Hornets, and just a great game. A great way to kick off the season, Michael, for the Cubs to get out there and get a win here on the opening night.
Yeah, Brad came in and said, "Man, if you aren't ready for the football season after that, you don't have a pulse." What a great win! Huntsville's a good team.
Yeah,
a team that went to the regional final, returned most of their stars. They're going to be good. So an excellent, excellent victory for the Cubs tonight.
And then next week we'll be back at home at Cubs Stadium. It'll be Houston Sterling coming into town. And that's a 7 o'clock start time, 6:30 pregame right here on KWHI. And so we join us for that. Also, we got the scoreboard show coming up next. And then be sure you join us for our first edition of the Saturday Morning Football Roundup. That'll be tomorrow morning at 8:15. We'll have Coach Danny Young's in studio recapping tonight's game, and we'll get his thoughts on this evening's events. And I've got to imagine that's going to be a very happy conversation in the morning.
And what time is that in the morning?
8:15.
Good.
And so listen to that right here on KWHI. In the meantime, Michael, thank you for joining us here tonight. Had a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was great. And I want to thank Tommy for letting me keep a seat warm tonight.
Yep. And we will be joining you again next week. Until then, I want to thank Grayson back at the studios for his work on the board. And big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, thank you to our sponsors who make the podcast possible. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, it's Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.
Tonight's post-game show is brought to you by Computer Helpers, Texas Farm Credit, Bluebell Creameries, John Breeden with State Farm Insurance, A Freedom Bail Bonds, Wingstop in Brenham, Blake Sander with Apple Ford, Nathan's Barbecue, Call Your Construction Company, Bilski Waterwell Services, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architecture, Cruzy Village, Hyundai of Brenham, Woodson Lumber Company, Tegular Toyota, Blue Bonnet Petroleum, Wellman Insurance Company, Kendra Tile, Bank of Brenham, Subway in Brenham, J&A Roofing, Mattress Guys, Christy Schlottman with Farmers Insurance Agency, H-E-B in Brenham, BVR Materials, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Whataburger in Brenham, LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick GMC, Brenham National Bank, WC Tractor, and Blinn College. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.